Blog Talk Radio.
You're tuned to
Disorderly Conduct
with your host,
Vincent the Bay.
Vincent the Bay.
Vince in the Bay.
Vince in the Bay.
Vince in the Bay.
Vince in the Bay.
Hi there, honey. I'm number one-y.
Hi there, fella. I'd like to see you after the show.
Gay or what?
Check, check. Two, 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 two. Check. One, two. Two, two, two. Checkity check. One, two, three. Hey, hey, hey. Hey there. It's Vince in the Bay. How's it going? Welcome to another edition of Disorderly Conduct. I am Vincent the Bay, your audio erotic host for the next 2 hours. Thank you for joining me. It's Manic Monday, February 11, 2013. And it has been pretty manic here for me. Shit. I've been running around all over the place. It's been a busy day. It just got... I'm just now getting settled in. Ready to... facilitate this magic carpet ride through the inner bowels of the internet with you. You are encouraged to join me here on the air or in the chat room or on Twitter. Hit me up. If you have questions or topics or comments that you want to share on the air, those are the ways you can do it. Call in. Hit me up in the chat room. Or hit me up on Twitter. I try to monitor all those things. Get tweets as we speak. People tweeting me topics. We'll get to these topics. I'm also excited and eagerly anticipating Owl to call it. There's an owl on the internet that's going to call. Owl goes by Always Love You. And I was talking last night about this whole LOL Cats theme that Twitter has instituted. And, of course, all the internet people are excited because now they can read their Twitter instructions. It's in a language they can understand now. And from what I can tell, this owl person speaks this language fluently. In fact, so fluent. I think this owl person might speak a dialect of this LOL Cats language that is completely foreign to me, at least. I mean, I'm not fluent in the language to begin with, but I can at least phonetically figure out words. Like, what did she tweet me? Nays try fegt, you failed again. Read this, figget. You can't handle te owl. They can is immer taletti. Like, this doesn't make any fucking sense, dude. People disgust me. This is how you communicate now. It's only going to get worse, too, isn't it? Learn to read. I'm reading that the way it's spelt, okay, Melissa 13? I'm reading it verbatim, the way it's spelt, okay? I swear to God, this is disgusting. I weep for the future. I mean, eventually you're gonna see street signs that say, "You can has right turn," and shit like that, all over the place. Hopefully, I'll be dead and gone by the time that happens. Hopefully, by then the computers will have taken over. Oh, now look at all these retards in my chat room talking in this stupid mush mouth crap. You know what? I dare you, motherfuckers, to come on my show and talk like that. Tweets, every single thing that you write in that stupid, silly, baby talk, mush mouth crap, I want you to come on my show and speak it, all right? I know it's all cute when you type it on Twitter and in the chat room, okay? I want you to call in and talk like that, all right? Talk like that. I dare you. That's fucking disgusting. I don't even know what to do. Well, I do know what to do, actually. I have to play. I need to cool off and play a request for for Josh Covelli, who tweeted me a request for a song that I guess is apropos, considering Dorner is still at large. I tell you, dude, Dorner is going to be... Do you think he's just going to be like the domestic version of Osama bin Laden? Like, he's always going to be on the loose, right? So every part of the country will have to technically be under martial law because this killer is on the loose. $1 million reward. Yeah. I certainly don't approve of what this guy did, nor do I approve of how the LAPD handled this mess. And I forgot where I was going with this. Oh, I know. I'm just going to play the song for Josh and come right back.
This next record is dedicated to some personal friends of mine, the LAPD. For every cop that has ever taken advantage of somebody, beat them down or hurt them because they got long hair, listen to the wrong kind of music, wrong color, whatever they thought was the reason to do it. For every one of those fucking police, I'd like to take a pig out here in this parking lot and shoot them in their motherfucking face.
To Disorderly Conduct with your host Vince in the Bay. Call in now, biatches, 347-826-7667. And now back to the show.
For the nigga who be talking loud and holding his dick, talking shit, he better lay low. For the bitch that said I got some shit up out of my dick, now she's sick, she better lay low. For the niggas who be claiming my hood and really ain't for my gang, lay low. I hope he don't be thinking I'm just talking and I won't do a thing. Really hope so.
That's right. You already know what it is. It's Vincent LeBay back here for another hour and 45 minutes. I have, as my first caller tonight, as anticipated, I'm just going to call her Al. Hey, Al.
Hello.
Hi, Al. How are you doing? What's going on?
Hi.
Hey.
Hello.
Hi.
Hi.
So, welcome to the show. Welcome to the show.
Thanks. You know, you have you have a voice like a dove, but you talk too much.
Like a dove?
Yeah.
But I talk too much. Well, I'm conducting a talk show, so
yes.
If nobody else talks, then I have to, right? So that's
No. Okay. Okay, go.
Well, I don't know what to say now. You told me to shut up.
No.
This is weird. I feel really I feel more uncomfortable now than I did last night when I was getting the hostile interview from Rachel.
You got the what?
Last night, this chick Rachel P. She goes by Plus One on Twitter. She came in and gave me a hostile interview, and it made me feel uncomfortable.
Did you rape your butthole?
She did not touch my butthole. What'd you say?
What?
I can't tell if you're Patriot Gregging or if you just take short bursts of breath and say a word in it. Are you in a real owl? Are you part owl? Are you like an owl person?
Yes. I'm an owl.
I haven't heard you hoot yet, though.
Hoot?
Yeah, I think you're an owl person.
I had a Red Bull. Can I
Yeah, you had something, that's for sure.
You have a nice voice.
Thank you. You have a nice voice too. When it
thanks.
When I can understand it, it's great.
Okay.
But when you talk so staccato, it confuses me.
I talk staccato what? What?
Never mind. It doesn't matter.
Hi, Melissa.
Okay. You know what I want you to do for me, Al?
Yes.
I want you to go do me a favor. Open. Do you have Twitter open?
Hold on.
Your Twitter open in front of you.
Yeah. Wait. Okay. Hold on.
It's your timeline. Your timeline. Your page. Go to your page with your tweets. With your tweets on. Okay.
Okay, hold on. Oh, my God, I'm like,
Go look at your own page with your own tweets on it, right?
Yeah, okay.
Now, I want you to scroll down a little ways.
Yes.
Scroll down, I don't know, maybe two pages.
Oh, that's a lot. Okay.
Well, whatever, page and a half.
Okay.
Just scroll down a little ways.
Okay.
Now, pick your first tweet. Where you're tweeting, it's not a retweet. Pick a tweet. That's your starting tweet. Now you have to read every tweet, that tweet, and every tweet above it that you say something. All right?
Okay.
I want you to read it for me exactly how it's written, okay?
Yeah. Here you go.
And I'm going to be following along, by the way.
Okay.
So you don't cheat.
Okay, hold on. Wait. Okay. Go.
Hang on, I'm not on your page yet. Okay. Which one? Okay, go ahead. You start. I'll find you after you say it.
Wait. Are you stuck at me?
I guess I am now, technically.
Okay. Weird. Okay, what is the topic for your show? I did Smart Ass. I was in
Cat
Duh.
Oh, wait a second. You did Sweet where you actually said full words. Wait, I take it back. You
no.
Full words.
No.
2 hours ago, you said, you'll gain my respect more by standing up for your opinions and choices than agreeing with everything I say.
Oh, that was...
That's a good one. I see. I would retweet that. I. You know what? I probably saw that and didn't even know it was you.
That's only when I smoke crack.
Yeah, you should smoke more crack.
Okay. Yeah.
Oh, you tweeted boobs. That's good. And they were they're in reference to your own, so that's good.
I think it's bad. Yeah.
Do you erase your tweets?
Mm-hmm. Sometimes.
Yeah, you do a lot, don't you?
You have a nice voice.
You're a naughty owl. You delete tweets.
No, okay, sometimes.
Okay, just.
Are you really in the Bay?
Learn to owl.
Wait.
Yes, I'm really in the Bay. I'm really Vince in the Bay.
No. Are you sure?
Positive.
Okay.
I have people that can confirm. I've actually seen some tweeters in real life, IRL, recently.
Really?
Yeah, I ran into Oakland L.
Oh, I know her.
City council meeting or whatever in Oakland.
The what?
Randomly ran into her. I totally recognized her. She didn't recognize me at all. She was like, "Who the fuck is this asshole?" I think it took her like a couple minutes to realize who I was, but I was like, "Hey, it's Vince." And she was cool. She's a good looking girl, smart girl, really smart girl, and overall, that fucking, I don't know if you've ever been to the Oakland City Council meeting, but it's a goddamn zoo in that building.
That's amazing. Amazing story.
Every room has like a projector in it with them simulcasting the proceedings of the main chamber, which is already fucking packed up to the rafters. But yeah, that Oakland L chick seems pretty, like she's pretty active. Like she's
just
out there doing it. Kind of reminds me, a lot of activists out there. The Occupy thing is kind of dead and gone, but like the remnants of it are still there. There's still people that are active that were galvanized by that are doing the thing. I'm sorry. Is there a toy train in the background? What is that noise?
That's me. Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
Just checking. All right, we got more calls here. Let's.
No.
Oh, you just want to be mono-y-mono here? Just the Vince and Al show?
Yes. Dude, this is our bun time. We're getting bun.
Oh, we're going to bond. Okay.
Yeah.
It's kind of hard to make out what you're saying. Am I the only person that's having a hard time? Hang on.
No, yes.
But, hey, Sicko, is it just me or is it hard to tell what she's saying?
She's an owl. What do you expect?
Yeah. You really are an owl, aren't you?
Nice.
I put him back on mute, though, because it's just you.
Aww. Hello?
Do you have ADD?
No, I'm an owl.
Owl, Jesus Christ.
Owls are nocturnal.
Within the span of about 30 seconds, I got tweeted by an owl and a carrot. That really...
Vince, please.
It really puts when you're having a Twitter battle about bacon, and you're exchanging tweets with an owl and a carrot.
Okay. How's owl and carrot related?
This is how I spend half my day arguing with people about bacon.
How is that related? I don't.
You're pro bacon. You're obviously pro bacon. You're obviously pro bacon.
Duh, dude, I eat mice.
Yeah, you bacon lovers disgust me.
We're gonna be best friends. Yeah.
Who's gonna be best friends?
You and me.
Wait, me and you?
Yeah.
Sweet, I could use a best friend.
Okay, I'll fly up there.
And plus, I have never been friends with an owl, so.
It's awesome. I'll sit on your shoulder and everything.
Now, well, you know, I actually am a member of the Illuminati and go to Bohemian Grove, right? And one of our main symbols is an owl, right?
World domination.
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about.
Yeah, I'm gonna go to world.
Well, you should totally come up. You know, I'll get you into Bohemian Grove, no problem. You should come up that week.
Okay.
We can smoke blunts with Miley Cyrus and Wiz Khalifa.
Miley Cyrus is a robot.
That smokes weed with Wiz Khalifa.
No, she's a robot.
Robots. Okay. All right. Fine.
Yeah. No. Vin.
What?
Vin.
Yes, ma'am. Hello. Continue.
We're gonna be best friends.
You think?
Yes.
Hey, you're friends with Ms. Becker, right? You know Ms. Becker, right?
Yeah.
She's a good friend of the show. She's a long time caller of the show.
Yeah.
Did you happen to hear her on the show the other night?
No.
It was hilarious. It was hilarious. She listened to the whole show and she called in at the end. She was in the tub, naked, ready to fast.
Oh, that's what I was doing.
I was reading horoscopes.
She was fapping
to me reading horoscopes. But then during the middle of it, some troll comes on and, I don't know, just starts saying some weird shit and then totally took her out of it. And so she took herself off mute and says, fucking A. She started getting all pissed. She totally got blue-balled by some troll on air. It's made for good radio.
I like her.
Yeah, she's funny. I wish she would call more. Canadian Glenn says, no, Vince, she was in the tub completely clothed. What the fuck?
Hi, Glenn.
Yeah, what?
Glenn. Yes, hi.
Hey.
Glenn.
Are you saying my name or are you just humming? I can't tell.
Glenn. Yes.
Okay,
yes.
All right.
Okay.
Should we say hi to Sicko again? Should we say hi to Sicko?
Yes, hi. Yes.
Yeah, okay. All right. Great.
Wait.
No waiting. Sicko, you're on the air with Vince and Owl. What's going on, dude?
Uh oh. Vince, I was my sister's play. I don't know if you knew that.
Hold on. Yes.
Yes. Doesn't explain so much now?
No.
Yeah.
Yes, hello.
Oh, you know what?
I got it. Hello?
No, do you know what? The person what?
Chicken butt.
What?
What?
Chicken butt.
Yeah, what?
Sicko?
No, what?
Sicko?
No, Sicko's there. I'm talking about what?
No, it's Sicko. Sicko, hi.
Hey, what?
What? Can Sicko hear me? What? Oh, hello? What?
What?
What? What?
Yeah, what? You're on with Owl and Sicko.
Yes.
Owl. Owl. She goes by Owlie something or other.
Owl. No, Owl. What? 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 What?
You know what? What? I think what might be part Owl, actually.
No. That's a zebra.
Do you think you might be related in some way, shape, or
form? No. It's a zebra.
What? No.
It's a zebra.
Well, I have it on good. No. I have it on authority, Owl, that what is one of your biggest admirers?
What?
Who is it?
It's what?
What?
Who is what?
What?
It's a zebra. No, Vince, it's a zebra. I'm telling you.
Okay. Well, I'm going to leave what on the phone until you figure
what?
Out who it is.
Wait, what do I do?
You didn't do anything. You're doing great. You're doing awesome.
Oh,
don't go anywhere. Don't go anywhere, right?
Oh, God.
All right. Let's take another call. Let's see. For God's sakes. Caller, you're on the air. You just called in, caller. Who is this?
Hello?
Hey. Is that Canadian Glenn?
Hey. Who is it?
Yes, it's ill Canadian Glenn. Yes, it is.
Canadian Glenn, you are on with Sicko, Owl, What, and Vincent the Bay. What's going on?
I'm trying to not die from influenza. It's a real blast. But the codeine is a side benefit, so I'm making do.
Uh-huh. Right on.
Here I am, Sicko. It's milk bags. Here I am.
Milk bags.
I called you milk
bags. Oh, that's
bags.
Right. You're milk bags. I forgot. You got reamed last night. Milk bags.
Oh, even Watson on the
You know
milk
what?
Bags.
I think I'm almost. All right, I'm getting some feedback going on. There's some sort of feedback party going on over here. One of you people got to figure out your technology. Cause...
What? Okay, though.
All right, it's better now. Whatever happened, it's better now.
What?
So, Canadian Glenn, what's on your mind tonight?
Glenn.
I just called in to say hi to Owl.
Glenn, I love you.
The first time I've actually heard the Owl.
Oh, yeah. Hi.
What?
Hello, Owl.
Glenn, you're in Canada.
What?
Glenn, I don't mean this as any offense to you, but I really love when Canadians on Twitter debate American politics, and they don't even understand stuff like
why
jury is in our constitution. Like, if you're going to debate American politics, at least know what our constitution is first. You know what I mean?
Glenn's in Canada.
Well, the thing is, we get more American politics stuck up our ass up here than our own. So, you know, we get to see it, but we're not subjected to it. So it gives us a little different point of view.
But all the thing is if you're gonna debate politics, American politics, at least understand due process.
Oh, for sure.
You know, I'm not talking about you, Glenn. You know, I like you. I don't like all Canadians, but I'll make an exception for you. Y'all are just weird people.
Glenn.
Well, there's a lot of Canadians that don't have a clue how our system works either, so.
Yeah, I'm not going to lie. I have the first inkling of Canadian politics.
Well, then you could be Canadian then. Because there's very few Canadians who know how it works either.
Canada, oh Canada.
And Vince, I can hear feedback too through my phone. Somebody's got the show turned up too loud.
It's me.
Yeah, I think it might be you, Glenn.
No, I got my computer turned right off. I'm just using my cell phone. That's it. So you can't blame the Canadian this time.
Alright, so I guess I can focus on your show now, Vince, instead of debating in Twitter, been in Twitter jail.
What?
What?
Twitter takes really random with me. It'll be like, I'll have not tweeted in 15 or 20 minutes, and I'll send out a couple tweets, and I'll get put in Twitter jail, but I'll only be in Twitter jail for like 10 minutes. So it's like,
what?
Hey, you said something bad, but that's the corner.
I don't understand this concept of Twitter jail anyway. I've never been in Twitter jail.
Well, there's different types of Twitter jail. There's like the, you know, the Insta spam ban thing where if you just...
What?
All right, you know what? Everybody's getting jailed because I'm trying to isolate where that...
No!
Hello? Hello? Hello?
What?
Hello? 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 Okay, it's not Canadian Glenn. It's not what?
I knew that.
It's not
what?
Sicko. It's not Sicko.
Who?
Oh, my God. I think it's Owl. Owl, are you giving us feedback? Owl.
No.
Okay,
no,
good.
No,
good.
No,
all right,
no.
Feedback's gone. Feedback's gone.
Yeah.
That's good.
Back. Anger.
Back. What?
Is it gone? Is it gone?
No, it's still there.
Vince.
Yeah.
Shut up. You're not going to do anything.
Yeah, what's up, Owl?
Are we still back then?
We're totally
No, we're not back on, bro.
Oh, my God. Thank you.
You're welcome. Let's bring out
you're
a caller, shall we? Here's somebody else on screen.
Yeah.
You're on the air. Who's this?
Hello.
Hello. Hi, who's that?
Hey, it's JC.
Who's that?
Shut up,
JC.
You're probably a bitch.
No, he's not a bitch. Hey, who's saying that?
What?
Is he both saying it?
JC, what's going on?
Ah, man, I was chilling out, listening to the show, and I just had to call in and tell, I want to talk to the owl.
Oh,
yeah,
absolutely.
Hey, yes.
Yeah, the owl, she's right here.
All right, I'll shut up for a second.
I'm just kidding, it's going to be you and the owl, one-on-one, right now, go for it.
Okay.
All right. Growing up, I lived in Montana.
Okay.
And true stories, we have the best recipe for owl stew.
Oh, yum.
What you do? So, first, I would skin you. You might be alive. You might not. But anyway, skin you up. Pull all the tendons off. Get the muscle. Put it in a nice stew. Tomatoes and carrots. Because carrots, you know, tweet to Vince anyway. But... I mean, it was the most delicious, succulent thing you could find on the prairie.
Yes.
And I was wondering
if
you might want to hang out sometime.
Yes.
All right,
that's
sweet. We got a meal.
Yes, I will cook your breakfast.
Basically, what he said can be summated in what Ginger Brooks just tweeted me, and it's a meme that says, "Hey, girl. Let me squirtle on them jiggly puffs."
Vince, not comedy. Okay. So is it a dinner date? Is it a date?
Hey, you know what? Wrestle League Radio, I don't appreciate that comment. That's 2 minutes. 2 minutes because I have not put anybody on hold tonight on mute. Everybody's actually behaving.
Yes.
So I have to make an example of somebody. Oh, so Floss decides to jump in. I see how it is.
What?
Boom. Floss, 2 minutes for scrolling.
I know who that is.
You know who Floss is? Yeah, I do too. Floss calls in all the time. He's probably going to call in and get butt hurt and try to yell at us.
Which one is that? Who is that?
Okay. Jason, was there anything else you wanted to add?
Oh, you know, actually, I was just calling in to see.
You wanted to tell me you love me. You love me?
Yeah.
Yes? Okay.
Love you to death.
Owl. How about this? Would you like me to just set you up in the green room and you can just go one on one with every guy that calls in?
Why?
To kind of
then you might be actually bringing something to the show.
Just to make sure that they you get along with them, because I'd be afraid if I brought. Is there anybody I could bring on that you might be like afraid of?
The Pope.
We don't have one of those, man. He's gone.
Jesus? No.
How about a chick?
About, yeah.
Get a feedback party going on here, folks.
No.
Oh, yes, Al.
Oh, no, don't yell at me.
Okay, I'm not yelling at you. I'm projecting so that, never mind. 347-226-7667 is the number. We now are joined by, this is Ellie. Elliot.
Can you hear me?
Yeah, what's up?
What's the feedback? It's like a triple relay. It's kind of intense.
Vince.
What?
I have to tell you something.
What?
Schmoop says hi, and he's listening.
Oh, I know.
Oh, hey, Schmoop. Hey, Schmoop.
Dude, you're probably gay. Shut up.
Up the butthole. At the butthole. If I get...
Hi, Al.
Who's that?
It's Elliot.
Who?
I feel like I'm in... I feel like I'm in a remix.
Who?
Everything's getting... I got reverb on it.
Who is it?
Oh my gosh, the feedback.
Oh, yeah, nigga! Yeah, nigga!
Who is it? Who is that?
Who?
Hello? Who is it?
Who?
Huh?
Who? Owl, are you able to. Able to speak in a book at all?
Hey, Al, Ronnie,
Okay, Vince, I'm sorry. Okay.
Hey,
Vince.
Al, how the fuck are you, you brick?
You brick.
What color suit you want to be buried in, Vince?
Your butthole.
Hey, was it talking to you? Hey, Vince, yeah. I know you're there. You're on the line fucking listening to me and shit. It's Ronald.
All right. You know what? I'm sorry, Al. I love you, Al. Just hang on for a second.
The feedback is so bad.
Yeah, it's disgusting. Go ahead. What was that? I couldn't hear what you were saying. Say that again.
Hey, Vince, what kind of suit you want to be buried in, you prick?
Oh, is this he whose name we shall not say again?
Hey, how you doing, you prick?
Whose name are we not supposed to say? I'm not informed of this rule.
You're not supposed to say my name on here, you Jew prick. What the fuck are you?
What's the name?
It's the initials are R.B., okay?
What are you, Mook? You're a fucking Mook. That's all you are.
R.B. R.B.?
Yes.
What?
Basically the male version.
What are you, bitch? Are you stupid?
He's the male version whose name we shall not say.
You stupid.
Hey, bitch, I'll cut you up and put you in my suit.
Why you got
while I'm
talking
crack
like that?
Prick.
You're gonna make me break a nail.
Hey, shut up, you bitch.
Why you gotta use them words at me? Like, I've been such a good girl.
So, Ron, hey, I mean, he's whose name we should not say. Hey, I have a question. What sort of, you're an investigatory journalist. What sort of things are you working on right now?
I'm working on some grass or crack right now, you prick. Fucking, right now I'm doing studies on crack. Working for grass on crack. Trying to see my crack back from the smooth. You know?
Oh, that was me. I'm so sorry.
Yeah, just don't let it happen again, okay?
Yeah.
All right, Canadian Glenn, you're on with he whose name we shall not say. You also have Sicko on the line, and Elliot, Canadian Glenn, and JC is still here, too.
Yeah, I'm still here.
Hey,
sorry.
Sick, I'm going to cut you up.
Did I miss anything?
I'm going to talk to you at the spaghetti of my mother's
email from my fucking crazy dad.
Wait a second. Say that again, JC.
Right, I was asking if I missed anything. I was reading the email he asked Dad.
Absolutely not. You missed absolutely nothing.
You know, this story may actually be worthy of telling on here. You got time to diverge from whatever's going on here?
Yeah, no? Yeah. Go ahead. Indulge us.
Okay. What? Well, you boy and what, would you?
What?
No.
What'd you say?
Yeah. If you would mute the what?
No.
Fuck you!
Because I'm a... I'll be honest, I'm trying really hard to concentrate because of an inebriated state.
Shut up, bro. You're a bitch.
Trying hard to concentrate, you guys.
All right, fine. Yeah. I will mute everybody, and you can just take it away, all right? And then we'll.
Yeah, actually, it's okay. Here we go. My dad's a fucking. My dad runs. He thinks he's the world's greatest media fucking crusader, and he runs this. He ran away from his little compound, and he's been trying to fucking hunt her down for years, and he thinks he finally found her. That. All right, cool. Let's chill then.
JC, are you still there? I can't hear anything.
No, okay, now I can hear you. Yeah. I'm here. Are you here?
Yeah, you know, your audio was cutting in and out, and I totally missed pretty much the whole thing.
All right. My dad has this crazy little fucking compound that he lives on, and he's a Christian preacher, or he espouses himself a Christian preacher.
Right.
And so his ex-wife ran away like 7 fucking years ago, and he's been tracking her down, like trying to track her down, and apparently he thinks he's found her at a truck stop in some bumblefuck Iowa.
Right now.
Yeah, right now. Apparently. He's the compound's like...
Let's call him. You got his number?
Dude, he would not pick up the phone. It's past sunset. I think they've turned the generator off at the compound because they literally have a generator. They're not on the grid.
Okay. I don't know why you had to emphasize that with literally. Would you figuratively say that they had a generator?
Well, you could say figuratively they were off the grid.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Nope, I don't buy it. Thanks for the call, though. Appreciate it, JC. 347-826-7667 is the number. It's Vince in the Bay with my good friend Owl. Owl, are you still there?
Hello?
Owl, you're back.
Yes, that's a new intro, okay? Because your intro sucks.
You don't like my intro?
No, you should put down, you should do that one song, it's like, you know that one? Yeah, that one.
Oh, you mean Motorhead?
No.
Oh, wait, do it again.
Okay.
Oh, the Three's Company theme. The Three's Company theme.
No, it's a saxophone.
Oh.
You know, like Sexy Saxogram Man? Yeah,
I don't know. I think I know what it is. Sing it again.
People will know it's the Owl Roll song. It says, I'm never gonna see it again.
Lionel Richie.
No, well, somebody knows it. It's the Owl Roll song. It's a, what's his name? I think he's gay. Oh no, I forget. You should have that as your intro. could do sex.
You know what? I'm thinking about turning into my intro. Or actually, I'm thinking about turning this into my outro, maybe. Like, it's like my music to people when it's time to wrap things up. You know, like when you're at the Grammys or the Emmys or whatever, and they... Or the Oscars,
no,
and they're playing music to give you the hint that you have like 10 seconds or whatever, 30 seconds to wrap it up.
Uh-huh.
I think I'm going to, from my version of that. Okay, you got to do something, Al. You got to do something. I want to keep you on for the next hour and 10 minutes, okay?
Me too.
But you have a very disturbing feedback problem going on. Because
I'm sorry.
Now it's just you
is
and
it
I.
Is it better?
It's better right now. Were you on speakerphone? Did you have headphones on?
No. I have these headphone things.
Yeah, that's...
Okay.
I still hear feedback.
No.
I don't know. It's intermittent. No, it's not. I can always hear myself feeding back.
No. Okay. I don't know how that's possible. I can't think of that song. Is it still feedback? You better not put that chicken music on. I swear to God, I'll kill you.
That's right, ladies and gentlemen. We're winding up hour number one.
The hour, yeah.
I've got Owl with me. Sicko. What?
Hey, Sicko, my uncle Vito's a butcher. You want to be cut thick or thin, you prick?
He whose name we shall not say is on the line. Still, Canadian Glenn is still here, and so is
Joe, you bitch.
Some meathead guy. I don't know how he got on the call.
All
right, and one more caller. Who's this?
Yeah, bro.
This is Spyko. It's up.
Oh, hey, Spyko, your song's on.
Go, Spyko.
I heard. I had to call in.
I can't. I'm waiting at my phone.
Hit the rust. I said I was going to say calm, but this is getting kind of... This is kind of getting fucking amped up, you know what I'm saying? I'm saying, no, hell yeah. Hit the rust. And this is the Bay. What's happening tonight?
Party with Owl.
Owl, what's up, Owl?
I can't. Hi, I'm waving at my phone.
You're what? You're at a funeral?
I'm waving at my phone.
Oh, okay. God, that scared me.
Hey, Owl, I'm gonna come over there and split your throat and put your blood on my spaghetti sauce. You want me to come over there today?
Okay, I'll be back home.
I'm gonna come over there. I like you.
Yeah, I'll be back home. Okay, thanks.
But I'm going to put your blood in my spaghetti, you prick.
Oh, yum.
Yeah.
You sound like a jackal.
A jackal?
A what?
A jackal? Is that a jackal?
A jackal.
It
looks like
a jackal.
Jackal? It looks like a jackal. Jackal? It looks like a jackal. It's a jackal.
That's right.
Vince, where'd you go?
Vince left?
Where did Vince go? Are we in a room?
Who? Who is this?
What?
Is that? No. Hang on. Nigga, I call in all calm, nigga, and shit's going off the wall.
I apologize, Owl. This show is dedicated to you.
Thanks.
You're like the... You're the special co-host. See, basically, whoever calls in first is my co-host for the night. So basically, you're my.
Oh, thanks.
Yeah.
Hey, Vince.
So,
Vince.
What?
Vince, are we off air?
No.
No. Okay.
You have not been in the green room this whole time. Everybody is on the air.
Okay.
One of my favorite things to do is to just, when I get too many people talking at once, just to kind of counter troll my panelists, I will just not say anything for like 5 or 10 minutes, and then inevitably somebody will say, "Are we in the green room?"
No, I missed you. I thought you left.
No, I'm here. I'm always.
Thanks.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
I'm not going to leave you.
You have a nice voice. You have like that voice that like you hear on the radio, and you're like, "Oh, I'm going to fall asleep now. I'm going to listen to the smooth jazz. That's not gypsy Jamaican shit." And then the guy's talking, you're like, "Ah."
I don't follow you, but I think that's a compliment. Thank you.
Yes. Just don't play more Jamaican music, okay?
All right, I didn't get that last part. What was that?
Don't play Jamaican music.
I don't play Jamaican music.
It was Jamaican Gypsy. I heard you last time, and I was very upset.
That was probably Gogo Bordello. They're not Jamaican.
I love Gogo Bordello.
Really?
Maybe if you played Start Wearing Purple or something, then maybe I would have got, but you were not playing Gogo Bordello. You were not playing Gogo Bordello.
I have. No.
Okay.
I might have played something else that sounded.
It was weird.
I have some. There's this Gypsy Phonic Disco thing I have that has all these remixes.
That was it. I did not like it.
Fair enough. It was a mashup. It was kind of all over the place, but I liked it.
No.
Start Wearing Purple, huh?
Are we still friends?
I guess.
Are we still best friends? Why do you do this? Why you act like this? Because you know you like me. You know you like me.
I do like you.
Okay.
I do.
It's okay.
I do like you. I have a problem with the mush mouth talk. It confuses me. How old are you? Are you old enough to be up this late? Do your parents know where you are?
Come on, dude. I'm like 12 years old. I'm like totally allowed to be up this late. Come on, dude.
Do you have braces?
No.
Oh my god. Can you put one of your parents on the line for me, please?
No, don't tell on me. Come on, man. Okay. You want me to do normal? Because I don't know.
But, if you want to do normal, that's fine. I thought this was normal, but it's all good.
If I'm normal, you want to be my best friend?
Yeah, I'm your best friend. Here's a song just for you, best friend.
What?
Be right back. Take a little break.
Oh my god, thank you.
Start wearing purple, wearing purple. Start wearing purple for me now. All your sanity and wit, they will all vanish, I promise. It's just a matter of time, so yeah. You were a 20. I was 20 and thought that so many years from now, a purple little lady will be perfect for dirty old and useless clown. So yeah, from Diogenes to the Foucault, from Ложечкин to Passepartout. И я клянусь, обоссав два пальца, что ты, что музыка вошла, а звук говно. don't you start wearing purple? Why don't you start wearing purple? Start wearing purple for me now.
Disorderly Conduct with your host, Vince in the Bay.
Don't quit your day job.
Mentre la multinazionale Thomson si è impadronita di tutti I brevetti della DPL e la ricerca ufficiale sembra si sia concentrata su applicazioni industriali di scarso interesse sociale e comunicativo, il sogno dei pionieri delle realtà virtuali perché queste siano condivise da più persone ed economicamente accessibili a tutti sembra allontanarsi. Ma la sperimentazione indipendente non si è fermata e oggi, grazie ad alcuni geniali creativi, è possibile accedere a dei sistemi di realtà virtuale a basso costo e condivisibili. Parliamo di Rentro 86 insieme a Rental Costi.
Fight is really something else.
Flawless victory. Friendship.
Call in now, biatches. 347-826-7667. And now your host, Vince in the Bay.
What a silly Negro.
That's right. We're into the second hour now. Vince in the Bay with my guest co-host tonight, Owl.
Hi.
Hoot, hoot.
Hoot, hoot. My feedback thing, is it fixed? Is it good?
It sounds much better.
Okay, good. I'm sorry. This is hurting my face. I can't do it anymore. I'm sorry, Shmoop. I'm sorry. It was hurting my face.
So you have to contort your face in a way to produce that character?
No, it's hard to explain. It's like, okay. You have to like hold your, you have to like hold your cheek a certain way to sound like this, or like my nerdy lisp, because you thought I had braces.
Right.
Yeah.
Oh my God, my chat room is flipping out. What the hell's going on here?
What?
Oh, Firefox is taking a shit on me.
Oh, that's not good. I'm sorry.
Yeah, it's okay. I'm probably getting hacksawed by Russell Lee.
Oh yeah, my dad was on the line because I was in trouble for staying up late, but I can't do it. I can't do it. My face hurts.
Yeah, I don't want to get you in trouble, so please, by all means,
yeah.
If you got stuff to take care of, it's all good.
Yeah, it's not, okay, yeah. I can't do it. So, okay, yeah. Oh, thanks for having me on your show.
Yeah, thanks for calling in. I appreciate it.
Yeah.
I really like the owl character. It's very mysterious.
I'm sorry, what was that?
It's very mysterious.
It's just really silly.
It's full of intrigue.
Yeah, super, super ridiculous. It's funny because, like, when I first started talking to all these sort of people, I was getting, like, super upset about all it. I'm like, oh, don't say faggot. That's not nice. And now I throw it around, like, all the time. And, yeah, you can't really wrestle my jimmies anymore. So it's okay. Since wake up.
Sorry, I'm touching myself.
Ew, why?
You sound great.
Oh, my goodness.
I'm just kidding. Okay, let's bring back some callers, shall we?
Hold on. What?
What?
Say that again? Say that again?
Say what?
Say what again?
Say what?
Okay. Sorry, you're like, you go in and out sometimes, so...
Oh man, you know what we call that here? When my audio cuts in and out and I have like it gets all choppy.
Uh-huh.
We have a term for that. It's called Patriot Gregging. So,
okay.
Patriot Greg.
Patriot.
Yeah. And for some,
you know, he sound like
who?
I don't know, but you sound like somebody from K-Rock.
K-Rock?
Yeah.
I could totally work at a K-Rock, fucking rock
station. Dude,
I wish
you would work. Dude, if you worked at K-Rock, I would.
Ladies and gentlemen, coming up next, we have Enter Sandman by Metallica.
Dude.
I'm Vincent
dude,
the Bay, and I'm wearing no underpants. I'll see you at the other side.
Dude, I literally have been listening to K-Rock since, like, I was in the womb. Love K-Rock. Okay, sorry. Go ahead.
K-Rock.
Okay,
so you've totally... So you're SoCal gal, huh? You're SoCal owl.
Pretty much.
Mm.
SoCal. Like, you don't know what real weather is like.
Yeah, well, that's pretty much how it is in California in general. But
too
especially
hot, we know.
So... Especially so down there in northern Mexico.
Yeah.
And you bastards steal our water.
I don't mean to. It's not my fault. Wait, so is my feedback thing, is it gone?
You sound great.
Okay. All right, cool.
You know, I think the problem is you were something was. Yeah, I think you were straining something by doing that character.
Yeah, I was doing something. Do you want me to read you the Bible in Spanish?
Please do.
No, I'm scared. Some Spanish, like some freaking vatos, are gonna like come and get me. They're gonna be like, "Hey, la Biblia is." I don't know.
Oh, you know what? No, it's all good. I have my computer friend. It's my Spanish. I have a computer, and he's Spanish. He speaks Spanish. And he reads Bible verses all the time. In fact, here's one of them right
nice.
Here.
Oh,
análisis de forma de vida completado. La especie es destructiva, invasora, nociva, peligrosa para la integridad del todo. El hombre.
He adds the sound effects.
What, was that like the Spanish Satan? What's that? That was Spanish Satan, huh?
No, that's.
Okay, yeah, it was.
No, that's my boss, Javier.
Hay de los que se levantan de mañana para seguir la. Okay, I can't do this.
Wait, can you translate that? Tell me if you can translate what he said.
No, I only know like. I only took like 1 year of Spanish, and then I took 3 years of.
Spanish,
dude, I know more German. So I took like 3 years of
You're
German.
So
and, yeah.
Spanish should be your first language.
Yeah, you would think so, huh? But I only know the basics. ¿Dónde es el baño?
This is a radio show. We don't have a bathroom here, ma'am.
It's okay. I'm an owl. Okay,
like,
yeah, but no, that's the basics that I don't even. Yeah.
Sweet. More California people. Oh, yeah. More California people. See, I need more California callers or West Coast callers. Because
yeah,
I get a lot of people from the East Coast who are like faded, and some of them fall asleep during the middle of the show. And it's great to have West Coast people who are, you know, it's only 10 minutes after 10 right now.
Dude, I could be up till 4 and I won't even be sleepy. Let's go. Let's do this.
Oh, my God. That was the other night. Saturday night, I took the night off. I was, like, busy half the night. And then when I got off, I came home, relaxed, listened to some Wrestle League radio, called in for some shits and giggles.
They have a radio?
They do. I think they do it every Saturday night.
Oh.
Yeah, I called in. I listened to most of it, and I called in. It was fun.
Vince, why do people not like you?
Who doesn't like me?
I don't know. Some people don't, apparently.
Oh, there's a few haters. Yeah. I mean, you got, dude, if I didn't have haters, I'd be doing, but if I didn't have haters, I'd be afraid I was doing something wrong.
Okay. There's one thing, like, why I'm having trouble being your best friend right now. It's the whole bacon thing. Please tell me about this. Tell me. Like, in about, like, 20 words or less. Actually, make it 10, because I want to hear you. 10 words or less, why you don't like bacon. Okay, go.
First of all, I like bacon.
First of all, I like... Okay, you're down to like 4 words, dude. You gotta make... go ahead.
Right, can I retract that?
Yes. Are you really counting your words?
I love bacon.
You're cute.
I hate the bacon meme on the internet.
Which one?
Just the overall thing. It's like it's sort of this in joke, bacon. Like, and it's crossed over into real life too. It's really disgusting. It's not only is it a facet.
Yeah, sorry.
Is it a facet of the internet, but it's also a facet of humanity. I swear to God, I got a hold of some popcorn today, and there was goddamn bacon bits in it. I could not believe it. Are you kidding me? I was like, are you kidding me? Bacon bits sprinkled into popcorn? What's that all about?
You know what? No, you know what? I have a friend who's going to the, it's funny because it's called the CIA. It's the Culinary Institute of America, I think. But anyways, he's going to, you know, be a chef. And he had like this huge lump of bacon. And then I was like, hey, I want to make you a bacon sandwich when you visit because, you know, he's on the East Coast. He's like, oh,
that
I mean,
that's code
anymore.
For something. I want to make you a bacon sandwich means I want to fuck. Down to fuck.
No.
That's usually what that means. It's code.
No, that means we're friends. No. I'll make you a bacon sandwich.
Down to fuck.
No, anyways. So I was like, yo, I'll make you a bacon sandwich. And he's like, oh, no, that's okay. And I was like, oh, why not? And he was like, oh, because he was talking about how a lot of people who make really cheap foods will just cover the really bad flavor with bacon bits. So he's had like, they actually had a class where they like forbade the students from having any bacon to see the like how bad the food really was because they were just using it to cover it up. So I'm trying to lay off it a little bit too, but I love bacon. But yeah, apparently everyone's using it to like cover up the bad taste of their food.
Mm.
How did you get that, your voice so deep? Is it just naturally like that?
Well, I have...
Or are you like, oh crap, what's his name?
What?
Oh, never mind, go ahead. Oh God. Oh my God, Zebra.
No!
I gotcha!
What?
No, I just, actually, you know what? I was kind of a late bloomer, actually. When I was young, I was kind of pissed off that I didn't have it.
Yeah, you too, dude.
Excuse me.
Oh, my bad, bro. Sorry, go ahead.
Wait a second. Who let that clown off mute? What happened right there? I thought it was just me and Owl. How'd that happen? It wouldn't happen to be the same person that found the zero day on my switchboard. It just happened to be unmuted.
Vince, do you have a beard?
Oh, my God, no. Everybody thinks I have a beard or a mustache. No,
well,
I'm shaving.
You sound like a person who would have...
Real life? You know who just met me in real life?
Elle?
L, Oakland L. Hit her up, ask her what I look like.
I don't want to. You have to tell me. I'm too lazy. You tell me.
I can't believe you didn't even Google. God, you're terrible.
Oh, are you on Google?
No, never mind.
Oh, okay, well, I'm going to look you up after the show. Okay, thanks.
Yeah, do some research.
Dude, let's talk about something interesting.
How about we do this? How about we take calls? We got a ton of calls, a ton of people that to call in. I guarantee you, one of these people are going to want to talk about something interesting. Okay.
Okay. Okay.
All right. Check this out.
Okay.
So we got Sicko on the line.
Sicko.
Hi, to talk to you guys.
Sicko, I love you. Don't touch my boobs, please.
Can I touch your
boobs?
No, okay, listen, Vince, there is this thing.
No, okay.
What?
Never mind, go ahead.
No, Vince, this thing happened where we were talking about how Melissa can feel my boobs when she hugs me, and I was like, OMG, and then we were talking about my boobs, and then Sicko decided not to read the conversation, so he was like, oh, I get to touch him in real life, ha, ha, ha. But Sicko's like my brother. And you're like, ew. And I was like, oh, no. And then Sicko was like, ah. And then I puked. Sicko, please, go to hell.
No, you.
Okay, let's take more calls, shall we? Here we go. We got a caller that's been waiting for a while. Go ahead, caller. Who's this?
That was a cute story for real. Swyka.
Hi, Spycam. I'm waiting
on
my phone again.
Spycam, Spyco.
Yeah, hey, Spycam.
I can call him Spycam because that's my
Cohen? Cohen now? Come on now. I'm trying to have a civilized, non-yelling, you know, depressed fucking show.
Shut up,
a depressed
Spycam.
Mode.
Spycam, are you okay?
Mode.
You sound so, like, flat right now. You sound like
that,
a flat
like,
line.
I don't sound normal. Damn.
Wow. He sounds like he's flatlining. Don't give him CPR.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Right. No,
joke,
no, I'm
though,
good.
I swear,
I'm
like,
good, y'all.
All day, like, running
there's a woman, who is that?
Of crack cocaine. Like, calm the fuck down.
No.
That's Elliot. That's Elliot. We've got
Elliot.
1, 2, 3, Elliot. 4, 5 callers. Five callers are live.
Bitch.
Okay, I'm going to have to mute all five callers because they won't
don't do it. I'm calm.
Them. Oh, my God. All right. We have on the panel Banan Sicko. What up, Banan Sicko?
What's going on, bro? Your picture is dragging a little.
Oh, I don't give a shit. I'm just going to shut up in a second anyways. It doesn't matter.
Thanks.
Okay. Yeah, there's some bullshit going on with BTR and Skype. It's guaranteed. I've heard it on every other show. There's a bug. Somebody needs to file a ticket.
I'm lazy. Oof.
Okay. All right. Let's see. Owl, are you there?
Yes. Hello.
All right, we're doing a radio reset. So we've got Sicko and Owl. We have what? We have what? What's still with us?
Oh, no, she's a zebra. No, she's a zebra.
So what's still here? We also have Elliot.
Elliot's my lover.
Elliot, are you guys going to make love on air? You guys going to make love on air tonight?
Uh-huh.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, girl.
Hey, girl. Who am I talking to?
Shit.
Oh, the lady. Getting a little giggly already. I love it. Okay, Spyko's on the line.
Hey, what's going on, man?
Hey, I'm going to drop out until Spyko's gone. I'm just going to push the mute button.
Yeah. It's cool.
Hey, Vince, come on. Don't talk to me like that. I'm not even trolling you, man. Bro. Like, I'm being civilized today.
Uh-huh. Oh, of course.
Yeah, you don't have to be all rude about it. Fine. I'm not even scrolling. Jesus. It's not gonna pick my mood up. I'm sorry. Bro. Right? You're not even letting me talk or nothing.
Why are you playing the music? Come on, man.
That's Spyko's intro. Go ahead, Spyko.
All right. I'm just saying, you know, there's just a misunderstanding with me and Elliot, you know, about internet privacy, etiquette, security, et cetera,
Digital? Are you talking about digital etiquette? Did you?
No, like computer security and protection. Etiquette, which you don't say about other people's names. Like that guy in the background, like I'm not going to say his name. His other name.
What other name?
Etiquette.
Spit it out, man. Just tell us what's up.
You know what? I really don't. I don't need to. Not on the show, Vince. I'm not going to give you my drama, you know?
Yes, please don't.
No. Because you thrive off of it, and I know that shit, dog. Trying to get them ratings. Trying to get them ratings, dog. That's
All right, appreciate it. What's up, Al?
Can me and Elliot have sex on your radio?
I fucking encourage it. Do you want me to mute everybody and just leave you two gals on?
Yeah, but you need to play some Barry White.
I have some porn music. Here, I'll play some. We'll try this. We'll try some. Here, it's not exactly porn music. It's just, trust me. We'll turn down the lights. I got my house band.
I'll dim my lights too. My lights are dimmed. Okay.
Yeah. Okay. Elliot, are you there?
Dude, I can't even be turned on right now. Like, Spyko has me so fucking wound up with his tweet.
Oh,
Elliot,
no.
Bullshit. I'm sorry. Like, you're gonna have to find someone else right now.
No. Check this out.
Elliot.
Spyko's not here.
No, but the thing is, he's everywhere.
No, those are just socks. That's not him, though. That's not really
Elliot,
him.
Elliot, girlfriend. It's okay.
Center yourself. Okay, just calm down for a second before we get started. Just calm down.
Elliot, girlfriend.
Okay.
Okay, I'm here, girl. Okay.
Like, I came here to get away from crazy, and it followed. It's still here.
Hey, I'm like the good girl.
So you're awesome now. Wow, I can't think of anything about you. You are awesome. You do awesome things, and you're hella funny, and you're a beautiful person, whatever.
Oh, stop it.
It's much better to have you around.
Aw, stop it, you. Dude, Vince, it's about to get down and dirty in here.
Yeah, it is about to get down and dirty if he doesn't shut the fuck up.
No, I'm in down and dirty with you, girlfriend.
Oh, no, Vince, you should just excuse me. I'm going to get really heated here in a second and say something.
Ooh.
Are you hot?
You should really just mute me.
Are you sure?
I am.
I'm going to mute myself and just listen.
I am for Elliot. I am.
Girls.
Elliot, I'm going to do things to you.
Here,
okay?
I'll dim the lights. Let me set the mood. Hang up. Light some candles.
Yeah.
Spyko, no, you keep going. Keep going, fool. I would love to see you fucking do what you're about to do. Go for it.
Elliot, you're really in the mood. I'm kind of doing
I'm sorry. Cool. I'm just watching.
What happened? Oh, yeah. Yeah, girl. Yeah. Dude, Vince, you got some nice music. I like this music. This is good. I like this. Vince, you need to share your sex music with me, okay?
That's the Vince and the Bay House Band.
What?
Steve Weierman on guitar.
What?
Hey, Vince, did you know that your logs of the chat are, like, online? I was thinking that I could look up old chat logs of your show.
Oh, yeah. It's all... Oh, my God, are you kidding me? Public logs are public?
Yeah, I know. I didn't...
No way!
I only recently learned that.
What is technology?
How did that happen? Public logs are public. Holy sh!
Who
would have known?
You did, Floss. He was actually doing a good thing right there.
Who? Everybody's back, by the way.
Dude, Vince, you have some sexy ass music, dog.
Dude,
hey,
that's
what's
why,
up, Elliot? What's going on, Al? What's going,
dude,
Vince?
Vince, please give me your sex music. I love it. Oh my god.
Oh, you want some more, baby?
I'll hip thrust to that.
Oh yeah.
Oh yeah.
I will hip thrust to that.
Let's
just to ruin your day.
Hey, shut up, bitch.
Love
put
you.
Put it on.
Yeah.
Dude, this is some good music with weights too, man.
Dude, just let it slide it on it.
For real.
Yeah.
Shit.
What happened, guys?
Yeah.
Shit. Hell yeah, nigga.
Yeah, nigga. Put a dick up in your nose, nigga.
Vince, you said you know it's some of interesting stuff. I'm not hearing anything.
It's not sexy at all, dude. It's pretty quiet as well. Why are you like it so quiet?
Can you guys hear me?
Unfortunately, yes. We can hear both of you. You're both totally audible. I have lost
That's
my boner. I'm sorry.
I want to know why you have quiet sexy, Don.
Yeah, dude.
I totally. I have no erection. It's not gonna happen.
You need some gangster sex music.
Huh?
Why you do this, Vince? Come on.
No, you gotta take it out on a girl with some gangster shit. Is what I'm saying.
Yeah, we gangster.
Did you get
thrash a girl, dog?
Oops, man.
What?
Hey, Vince, bro.
Yeah, what's up, bro?
Hey, Shmoop says he wants
to fucking
get on the line, bro.
Yeah, put Shmoop on the line.
Put Shmoop on the line. I want to talk to my dinosaur.
What's going on, guys?
Shmoop?
Hey, Shmoop, what's up? You're on the show with
Shmoop?
With Owl and Sicko and Elliot and Spyko.
Hey, man, what's up?
Not much, Michael. What about yourself? And what's going on, Al?
Shmoop, I'm going to rail your girlfriend.
Too bad. Nope.
Already did.
Nope.
Bad?
Yeah. I'm telling.
I'm having sex with all the girls in here. So, sorry.
Nope.
Okay.
White clothes. Due to Shmoop.
Okay.
Damn.
While we're on the subject, you got to back up off my woman, too. Oh, he's trying to touch her boob.
Yeah, Sickle, we better jump on her, dude. We better get on her. Sickle, I got an idea. Are you ready for this idea? We're going to go protest her outside her house. We're gonna take her iPad from her, dude. We're coming to your house. We're taking your iPad. We're taking your iPod. We're taking your iMac. We're taking your MacBooks. We're taking your MacBook Pro. We're taking everything, nigga.
Taking that ITV, everything.
Shmoop.
If you want to go first, make sure somebody meets you there with us.
Shmoop.
Do this.
I don't think I have all their thrown away. I should have a note tomorrow.
Shmoop.
What's up?
I gotcha.
You did?
Gotcha.
What?
I gotcha. I gotcha.
Damn. You don't gotta die.
Shmoop, can you get a birthday song?
I think I just got guys. Guys.
Shmoop, can... Shmoop.
Guys,
game breaking over. Breaking news.
Game over.
Breaking news. Breaking news. He's got gun.
Shmoop, can you get a birthday song?
Hell
since
yeah.
I got you? Since I got you?
Got.
Please?
Maybe.
Please? You didn't do it on my birthday.
Maybe. I should have.
Please.
Wait, what?
didn't do it on my birthday. Can you do the birthday song thing?
Maybe.
Please.
Do you have the royalties for that song,
maybe,
man?
Come on, dude. You owe me because you didn't like help me.
Well,
I
would just like to state on the radio right now that my real name is Christopher Anthony Vanzetta. I would just like to state that first.
Yeah, charge him for the royalties.
That's my real name. My full real birth name is Christopher Anthony Vanzetta. Just thought I'd let everybody know that.
Okay. Can you do the birthday song?
Beautiful name,
by the way. It's your birthday. Happy, 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 happy birthday.
Aw, yeah. Shit.
Thank you.
It's one of the better happy birthday songs I've ever heard.
If you're going to play another song, can you play D12 40 ounce?
Oh, Lord.
D12.
It kind of blows out the radio, though.
Guys, I actually had a real problem yesterday. I was watching the Grammys, and they didn't play no D12. They didn't even play 40 ounce. And
shit.
I was so mad. No. You got to listen to this, because I was
I'm
pretty upset with the results here, because I was expecting some 40 ounce, and I had to go to Starbucks.
Why?
You know, and I had to bust out my MacBook Pro, and I wrote angrily, and I was mad that there was no 40 ounce on the Grammys last night. I was at Starbucks, and I wrote my blog. You should go check it out. It's subliminalridge.blogspot.org. I know it's going to say Subasco on it. That's my real name, Subasco. Tumblr, yes, yeah. I don't have a Tumblr. My real name is actually Subasco.
Oh, you're too. That's too mainstream, huh?
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, that was kind of edgy.
Ben, where did you go?
Oh, I was screening calls. How's everything going on out here? You guys behaving?
We're
causing a ruckus. We're causing some.
I don't know what to do. This is my first time doing this. It's like a tiny chat, but with people I don't know what to do.
We'll be gentle. It'll be okay. If you really want,
no, we ain't gonna be gentle, bitch.
I can bring you into the green room and we can do some one-on-one just tutorial.
Can I be put in the blue room? I want to be put in the blue room, Cycla. Please.
Yeah, I can put in the blue room. Yeah, you want to go in the blue room? No problem.
No.
Yeah, no, you said you wanted to go to the blue room.
Cuz, what you know about cuz shit?
Vince, I'm going to tell you some
crib shit,
in the blue room, I'm going to send 10 demons in Kevlar to your house, dude. Don't
damn, nigga. Damn, nigga. Kevlar, nigga.
Vince.
Shit.
Vince.
Vince. Vince. Oh, no. Wow.
Where am I? Hello.
You're on Hispanic Monday. We've got less than 20. We have less than 30 minutes to go. 25 minutes to go. I've got Sicko.
You actually have 26 minutes.
26 minutes to go with Sicko, Owl, Schmoop, Elliot.
Please do not call me Schmoop. My real full name is Christopher Anthony Vanzetta. Please call me by that.
That's right. That's right.
Christopher Anthony Sue Basco Vanzetta.
Basco.
Hola.
Also, we have Nick from Toronto with us. Welcome, Nick.
Hola. Hola, everybody.
Yo, Vince, man. I was just taking requests. I hope you're taking requests, man. I want to play a tune for all of us coasters, man. We got 47 feet of snow. I want to play some Taylor Swift. We are never ever getting back together, man, for Floss. Can we play that?
All right, fine. Just for you.
Yeah.
Yeah. What was the name of the song again?
Yeah.
Better not Rickroll me, bitch.
Dude, it's dude. Oh, no, it's one song.
I would Rickroll you.
Shit, how's that song go? Never gonna give you up. Never gonna let you down.
Is that the song where it says we found love in a homeless place?
We found love in a homeless place.
In a homeless place.
I mean,
she loving a homeless place.
She opened the Grammys with shit, man. She ran shit last night.
Yep, here it is. I got it right here. Check it out.
No.
No!
Welcome back, friends.
Welcome back, man. What's happening?
Relax, relax. Everybody, I feel some tension in the air. We just need to... I'll take a deep breath.
Wait.
Patchouli oil. All right, man. Yeah! Absolutely. Absolutely. Goose brava. Goose brava.
Yeah. What's up, Al?
Can I go to the green room for a second? I need help.
Yeah, let's go in there. Okay, you guys, take over.
Okay, I need help.
So who's on? Who's on what? Am I locked up in here?
Yo, Spyko, it's Nick Knack.
Nick Knack, what'd it do?
Fuck all, man. I was trying to get some Taylor Swift on this nigga, man.
This is really Nick Knack.
Yeah, man.
I'm looking. Okay, all right. Because you were looking to the side on Tiny Chat. I was like, "What the fuck, Nick Knack?"
Yeah, I got him on speaker, man.
Man. No, I don't. I'm not about that Taylor Swift. You know, I know a lot of people are nowadays, but Taylor Swift is really not my thing. So, that's flaws.
Yeah,
you know,
man, I was trying to do a Floss a favor, man. He's been all up in that for like the last 2 days, bro.
Oh, I know.
Oh, well, man, I fucking tried. He fucking Nyan Academy. I knew it was coming, though. He's so predictable.
Yeah.
What?
This is the trick where we don't know if we're in the green room or if they're in the green room. This is the ultimate trick that always happens. Because I'm not going to open another stream. I'm going to talk like a bumbling idiot. That's part of the show, always.
Yeah,
and then we're
going to
find out
eventually. Actually, I think we're live, man.
He's going to go, guess what? You were actually in the green room. And
All I want to know is when we're playing Taylor Swift so I can hang out, man. That's all I want.
Look, Vince. I'm going to be blunt with you. I just want to rub up against you, dog. I want you to be my Valentine. I ain't got nobody. I ain't got nobody to be my Valentine, dog. I'll buy you the box of chocolates. You ain't got to buy me them, all right? I'll be the man.
Like,
and you just take the massages and the good parts. I'll be the man for it, all right?
Yo, I was agreeing with Floss, man. Like, fuck, straight up Taylor Swift, man. Her opening performance, that was gangsta.
That's right, I'm sucking Vince's dick right now. Because I'm bored. So I'm Chaos Cupid.
Hi, Ma!
Hi, Ma. Okay,
hi,
so
Ma.
Floss gets 2 minutes. 2 minutes for scrolling.
Was a jerk.
Well, yo, Vince, he wouldn't play Taylor Swift, man.
What about Taylor Swift? What do you talk
about?
Hey, Floss, scroll. She just played a Taylor Swift song
while I was gone.
What's up?
Okay.
Can you repeat that?
All right, we're going to bring on another caller, an old friend of the show. Old friend of the show now. This is Guitar Derp. What's up, Guitar Derp?
Guitar Derp!
Hell yeah. What's up?
Can you let him talk, Spyko, please?
He said, what's up? That requires a response. God damn it.
grab time out there.
Fuck you.
Oh, wait. My switchboard is frozen on me.
Etiquette. God. All right. Proper etiquette. Greetings are proper etiquette.
Oh, how I have
made sorry.
Yeah, how well, I Guitar Derp, it's been a while since you've been here, but as you can tell, it's pretty much the same sort of shenanigans, just a different cast of characters.
Not at all, actually, not at all.
Zicko's still here. It's
way calmer.
Yeah, the people still here.
Yeah. Zicko, yeah, he's here, technically.
Terrible.
He wouldn't sing.
He's being quiet. I think he's playing video game.
I know Zicko.
He won't sing I'm a Little Teapot for me.
I'm a little teapot.
It breaks my heart.
It's been that I love it. This freaking video, it probably just like to get me do.
Guys, while on this radio show, I would just like to state that the new classic is the greatest wifey of all time. Just saying.
Yeah, because I fucked her first.
No, you're not.
Yeah, I already did her.
I'm not gonna fucking talk about Taylor Swift, dude. No, no flaws.
I look like Taylor Swift. Actually, no.
I'm pretty sure you didn't.
I'm here.
Yo, Vince, man.
Nigga just said fuck
yeah,
a 40
yeah,
ounce.
We're almost
hell
done.
Nah.
We're almost done. Vince. We're almost there.
Yo, Vince, big news, bro. Floss what? Said he will never scroll ever again if you play a Taylor Swift song.
I do not see him saying that. I did not.
Okay,
I swear to
God, bro.
Tiny Jack is
true story. True story, man.
I got Taylor Swift song for you.
Swear to God, he will stop scrolling forever, bro. I'll screen.
I'm never good at dancing.
Keep requesting it in Tiny Chat. Don't do it.
No.
I would just say that I'm the new Supreme Security Leader of Anonymous because I actually have Doc Anonymous owner. His full name is Octavio Teles Barreto Neto. Thank you.
But I'm gonna be the Pope.
Yeah, I'm actually the new Supreme Security Leader of Anonymous.
But I'm gonna be the Pope.
Okay, that's fine.
Okay.
I don't get down like that.
You just dodged yourself, girl. Shit, you're the Pope.
I'm gonna be the Pope.
That's the ultimate doctrine right there. Shit.
Guys, when I take over the world, you can all get free tacos.
Shit.
No, guys, wait. Vince, I think it's mandatory that Al does a
shit. Just follow what we do. 1, 2, 3. Shit.
Yo, Vince, man, if you don't play Taylor Swift for Floss, bro, play for the Yonkos band. Play for XU Out, 47 Feet of Snowman. Play it for tune, bro. Taylor Swift.
Dude, you guys have already trolled me with that 49 Feet of Snow bullshit.
Really? 47? Really?
So
it's a replay.
Not gonna fall for that bullshit again.
It was cute though, Vince.
Yeah. My guitar is in a horrible tuning and I can't find my capo.
Dude, you gotta find your capo.
What? Is somebody calling for me?
Yes, Vince.
Won't work.
Yeah, what?
Vince.
Yeah.
Okay, I have an announcement.
Please, announce.
Okay, if anyone knows Peggy Sue, she wants to jab.
Oh, Peggy Sue, yeah, I know her.
Yeah, DM me because I have her jabber and she misses you guys. So she, yeah.
Oh,
you know Peggy Sue.
Okay,
I DM
you soon. I can hear
okay,
that.
Okay,
so.
You're about to.
Peggy Sue?
Okay. I do too.
Like that song?
Oh,
okay,
you
do. I love you or whatever. Damn. I don't know her, but what's up?
I kill her last.
Dude, she's tight.
For real.
I kill you first, though.
Is she cool like you, dog? You're my homie,
she's,
for real.
She's like, oh, hey, she's like way cooler than me. She's like super chill.
Not for
she's
real,
a,
dude.
She was helping out with, like, Fort Hernandez, I think it was called that.
Yeah.
Yeah, she was helping out with that. And she's super chill. So
You know what I think is cool about you? If this is Al, I may mix up females, I don't know. But if it's Allie, I think it's cool how you set up your camera and you did your fucking laundry to show how women, you know, actually do.
What was she wearing while she was doing
Well, she had to take, you know, her dirty clothes off to wash them. No, I'm playing. She didn't do that. No. I'm playing. No, but she had, you know, she had her clothes set up. She's like, we're going to take a tour. I'm going to go do laundry. And we're like, all right, let's do this. On Tiny Chat one day, it was fucking random, and it was the first time I ever seen a female on the internet doing her job as intended by God.
Nah, Spiker, you guys should have seen it when I used to watch dishes on Tiny Chat.
Damn, you do. Yeah, girl, holla. Shit.
Except you couldn't really see me doing dishes, you could just see my ass.
Well, that sounds cool too, but you know.
Because I'm a hoe. Yeah.
Yeah, we need to go on somebody else. You get me too riled up.
What happened?
Get me too riled up. Need to go on to somebody else.
Sorry.
Join more
okay,
people.
Sorry.
I don't mean sexually. I mean hyper. Can you tell?
I'm like coming down from like having a heart attack.
Yeah, I'm allegedly coming down from like 20 Adderall, supposedly. This is what everybody's saying. Jesus. Pisses me off. Like, no, I'm not.
That's right, kids. Only 12 more minutes of this mediocrity, and we are off the air. You've got 12 minutes to join us.
But I'm having so much fun.
You like the chaos way too much. We like casual conversation and the stories and everything that we share. We like the friendship.
Wait,
you know.
Wait,
go ahead.
Yes.
We should do questions.
What questions?
Like, I don't know. People ask me, are you questions?
Like 21 questions?
Like,
all right, right.
Like
let's all right. You know what? Before we do that, let's bring another. Let's, you know, if things couldn't be bad enough, the panel just pretty much doubled in size the addition of my next guest, our resident juggalo
Shadow
DXS.
Hey, I know
about you.
What's up, homie?
I think I know Shadow. Do I know you, Shadow?
I don't know. Who the fuck is you?
No, okay, bye.
Yeah.
Huh?
Allie doesn't love you. Allie loves me.
Okay.
All right? She loves a lot of people, to be honest, but I get to say it because she follows. Okay?
True.
All right, questions. Like 21 questions or what? What are we doing?
No, a question for everybody on the panel.
So one question, let's do this.
One question. Ready, go.
Go ahead.
Vince, you're the host. I want you to know that. Did you forget?
Go ahead. She's got the questions. Go ahead, Al.
Someone ask us something interesting.
Damn.
Dude, we should make this like a love line.
Ooh, welcome to Loveline. Please call in for sex advice.
We'll go in the green room and make it Loveline in there.
Cut her throat while you're fucking her. You'll never regret it.
Ovin.
Okay.
Please.
Okay. Let's take the next call. Okay, Elliot, you're 18, and you're from Santa Monica. What's going on?
Welcome back, Elliot. Still sorry.
What?
So sorry.
What are you doing, Agent?
Wow.
Okay. You know what? We need to. I need to do some moderation here.
Big pancake. Come on.
Take some bacon and I put it in the pancake.
Absolutely. Everything can be happy with that.
Bacon pancake.
Or tiny chat, whatever it is.
I'm almost like, hey, man. I told you last time I talked to you, Elliot.
Swag.
Okay, that's it. That's it. Everybody is getting muted. There's too much goddamn background noise. I can't hear myself think. Not that I'm thinking, but it's still, you know, if I wanted to think, I couldn't because I couldn't hear myself.
Am I muted too?
No, you're not.
Is it special?
No, right now it's my co-host for the night, Owl.
Woo-hoo.
And also Sicko is here. And we have now joining us Shadow DXS. What's going on, Shadow?
I am, once again, higher than a motherfucker calling in your show.
Lucky.
I am lucky. I got fucking 25 grams for absolutely fucking free. I'm happy as hell.
Party.
Huh?
What?
More than you.
That was a lot.
It's more than you have.
Well, I'm not a pothead. I don't know.
It's a lot more than you have. Trust me.
I don't have any.
Enough, it's probably enough for the last like a year, I bet. But for Shadow, it'll be like a week and a half.
Shit, that's a weekend, man. Get it right.
Shit. All right, so dig this, dude. You're on the panel tonight with not only Owl.
What up?
And Sicko, but also, oh my lord, I has Candy is lurking, by the way.
Oh shit, what up, Candy? What's
Nick,
how are you doing?
Nick from Toronto is here.
Hey, Vince.
Guitar Derp is here.
Oh. Your Patriot Dragon.
Am I unmuted?
Yes.
Oh, okay, I had to do this, I'm sorry, I promised. Romeo, take me somewhere we can be alone. I'll be waiting. All that's left to do is you'll be the prince and I'll be the princess. It's a love story. Yes. Bueno.
Right on. Thanks, Guitar Derp. Okay.
Is that Taylor Swift?
Yep, that was. That was just for you. Okay, there's Spyko is with us now, too. What's up, Spyko?
Hey, what's up? You really didn't have to put me on that mute.
I did. It was for your own good.
It's not for my own good.
All right. And we also have Elliot Spitzer. Smith.
Hi.
Hello.
Hey, Joe. I forgot what we were doing.
We have Schmoop.
I would just like to state that I has Candy's real name is David Michael Hine. Seriously, who names your kid that? David Michael Hine.
Hi, David. Hi.
Wait. Heinz, like the ketchup, the red sauce.
Like
let me spell it for you. H-E-I-N-E. Hold on, I'm going to get his address real quick. Hold on.
Like sugar based.
Is that Jewish?
That's why he sells candy. He's all about that sugar. And pedophile.
No, he's not
a pedophile.
Jewish, he's Catholic. He's a molester.
Of children.
Dude, that's such
like
a stereotype. That's
like
not cool.
Ketchup.
I had candy. Are you kidding me? I has candy for a 40-something-year-old man.
Yeah, he's got a pedo van parked out behind his church, man.
That is a clue. That is not
stereotype. I think it's the ice cream man.
You put that in the fucking bank. That's legit.
Oh, did you guys ever talk about New Basco today?
About who?
Nope.
New Basco. The New Basco.
Oh, no, what's that?
New bitch.
There's a new lady that's a little bit off, like Subasco, but I don't want to explain it too much. It's too far to get into. Allie wanted
all we need. All we need in this on the internet is some more Subascos. That's
Allie wanted a question. Really,
she's more of a witch.
No, man, Tabasco.
Superpowers.
There's that too. There is that the Subasco or whatever sauce. Looked disgusting taste. But I think Allie wanted her questions, huh? We're going to go around asking questions or some shit. Come on, man. co-host.
Okay, all right. Okay, fine. Question.
My third co-host? Shit. Like,
right, right.
Was the third
instead of final thoughts, we'll do a final question, okay? All right.
Wait,
gonna
you need to do what? Wait, Vince, what do you usually do?
Final thoughts?
No, that's not.
What?
This is like campfire, you know, intimate things.
Okay, you know what,
friends.
Psycho, 2 minutes for talking over the host. I'm sorry, Al, what did you say?
No, it's okay.
What?
I don't know.
You have an idea.
Let's do something fun.
Okay.
Let's have a nice voice.
I'm taking off my pants. We should all take our pants off.
Okay.
But it's not Free Ball
Friday. I can do that.
I know. So, I'm not saying take your underpants off and leave your pants on. I'm thinking, saying, take your pants off, get naked.
Okay.
Okay.
All right, everybody get naked.
All right, I'm naked. But, okay. Vince, I have a quick question. I have Candy. Okay, I have Candy. Is your real name David Michael Hine, and is your date of birth July 18th, 1974, and do you live at 324 Wind Hollow Drive, Georgetown, Texas, zip code 78633, and does your social security number start with 466?
Oh, hey. But no doxing. I have a strict policy of getting out personal information on the show.
Is it 3750?
I shouldn't even like you. All right, you know what? Shmoop, you're on timeout for the rest of the show, dude. That's just not cool.
I picked up two.
Delete docs the whole time. I'm going to have to just delete this episode now. I'm fucked.
Yes.
Hey, Vince, why don't you just bleep it out?
Yeah, that's work, though. I have to download the episode, edit it, the upload. That's what I'll do. But
I'll do
People are going to get doesn't matter. People will get the unedited version. It'll be out right away. So it's like, fuck it, you just leave it. Who cares?
Is I have Candy here with us?
I don't know what you just said, dude, but Nick from Toronto, final thoughts.
Hey, what's up, Vince?
Thanks for coming out, Nick. Appreciate it. Guitar Jerk, final thoughts.
Taylor Swift sucks.
Sweet, appreciate it. Spyco, final thoughts.
Final thoughts are, I would really love to hear, question four or asked by Allie, to be honest, to fulfill her wishes, just like she asked for. Come on, keep on track.
Somebody asked you something. Ask me something.
What? Ask you something?
Yeah.
I'm unmuted. He muted me, by the way. All right.
Somebody asked
you
something.
Okay. Your passion for painting, where did it come from? And specifically the more urban, like shoes and whatnot, the more hip shit. Where did that come from? What inspired you?
Because
you do beautiful works of art, really.
Oh, thanks. Well, when I was younger, my Grammy had all these, frames, pieces of, copies of Monet. Of his work on the walls, and so I think that probably started it.
Yeah. And so you started putting them on shoes?
Shut up.
No, it's cute.
You know, I'm actually getting more into photography now because I was kind of holding off on it for a while, but I'm taking pictures more.
Really? You gotta show me some of your photos or whatever.
You know what? After the show, I'll upload some photos and
cool, man.
They're really boring, but you can look at it.
Yeah. Sorry, I just wanted to end it with my question.
He needs something for the spank bank.
I'm chilling with a whole bunch of guys over here.
Yeah, I know. Hey, everybody. Thanks for tuning in. I really appreciate everybody coming out. Hit me up on Twitter, twitter.com/VinceOfTheBay.
Thank you.
Oh, my God. Thank you, Al. That was so awesome.
Thank you.
You're welcome back. You're welcome back anytime, seriously. I forgot about the clown.
Gracias.
Shadow.
Yeah.
Any final thoughts?
Yeah, I had a question for your co-host here.
Yeah.
Hi.
Yeah, you ready?
I'm kind of weird now, but...
What's the weirdest thing you ever stuck up your pussy?
Nothing.
Really?
I don't do that whole foreign object thing. That's odd.
Well, that's healthy. You shouldn't do that.
No.
Like a bitch in the Altati chat, man. He's rage. Anyways, man, nice talking to you guys.
Okay, bye. Okay, that was
all right,
cool.
Bro. Appreciate the call. Shout out the XS. Thank you for coming out. Thank you for coming out and on Sicko. Melissa 13. Shmoop, final thoughts.
Wait, okay. Yo, Vince, my bad about that. My bad about doing that on the air.
I gotcha.
He's a nigger, but, you know, if that's what caused you to delete the shows, I won't do that again. I'm sorry.
I appreciate that. Yeah. No, it's cool.
I
can't.
Wait.
What?
I'm the poop. I forgive his sins.
Oh,
what?
My God.
What are you talking about?
I'm the poop. I forgive his sins.
Yeah, as the poop, she forgives my sins.
Oh, okay. Then I guess it's cool.
And it's just an apology to you, Vince. I'm not going to apologize to you, David, because you're a bitch and you really can't do anything to me in the first place, even though you think you can. But, yeah, dude, I'm not going to talk to you on the air like that. My bad.
No worries. It's all good.
All
right,
man.
Right on, bro. Thanks for coming out, dude. As
yeah,
always.
No problem, bro.
Also, Elliot, did you get a final thoughts?
I'm in love, and I want everyone to know.
Really? Who are you in love with? Hello?
I love the money pit.
Yeah,
that's all I have to say about
this. Who you're in love with, then.
Yeah, you got to tell us. Come on, dude.
Don't leave us hanging like that.
Is it Vince? Come on. I know you've always had a thing for Vince. Come on.
Who is that?
No, she is. No, that's Shmoop.
No, that's Chris. Fuck, I can't remember the entire word.
Vendetta.
What's your name?
Subasco Vendetta.
Chris Subasco Vendetta. Shut up.
Who is it? Do you love me? Is it me?
I don't want to talk about it right now. I'm just going to hit mute.
It's Spyko. It's totally Spyko.
But wait, who does she love? Is it me?
I think it's Spyko. I don't know.
Oh.
I'm curious, but I think it's Spyko.
I think it's
Spyko. Is it you, Spyko?
It's doing what? What? What is Spyko doing?
Are you the object of Elliot's desire?
No, absolutely not. But it's pretty, you know... it's pretty hidden. It's deeper than fucking, you know, the fucking, the Jesus fucking floss and tiny chat. God damn it. It's deeper than the fucking dark web. We just, you know, like, nobody's going to release anything or else they die. It's like the Jester combined with fucking, you know, with Tor. Just saying.
Okay, promise me this. Promise me this. When you finally release... who the identity of your soul, of your love and desire, you'll break it exclusively on my radio program.
Fuck no, I answer you for her, and I'm not even with her.
Thanks.
Yeah, what's up? Ow.
Real quick. Shmoop, yeah. I swear to God, if you ever text me 66 times again, I will break your neck across my knee. Okay, sorry. That was it.
Damn.
Oh, you got a text bomb?
Yes, 66 times. That's...
shit.
The internet, you're initiated.
66 texts straight to a bitch. Man, god damn,
sorry.
I hate you, Elliot. I hate you.
That's how you know you've made it on the internet.
Keep the rage alive, dog. Fuck you.
All right, let's see who else we have here. Do we have, do we say goodbye to everybody else? What?
Thank you.
Well, I cut you off. What were you going to say?
I was going to say thank you.
Oh, no, thank you.
Thank you all. Bro.
What?
Yeah, I thanks for the little quickie in the green room, too. That was fun.
Oh, you're welcome. Anytime.
Wow.
Hey, can I get a request? I just want to shout out to Taylor Swift. And yes, a shout out.
Shout out.
Not a big ups, but a shout out to Taylor.
Yeah, no, I get it. You're trying to time me with your shout outs.
Oh, Allie, when you can hit us up on Twitter or what with those pictures or whatever. I mean, you don't have to tonight.
It'll be
on
Twitter. I'll do it right after the show. I'll put it on Twitter.
Oh hell yeah! All right, what's your Twitter? How do you spell it? At
nudes. Wait, are these nudes?
I do have a sexy fox, but besides the point.
But how do you get at your Twitter? https://twitter.com/
Always love you. Hello.
How do you spell that? Come on. We gotta get people straight to your Twitter.
Oh, that's sorry.
Google.
Hello?
Just Google it, y'all. You'll find
me. Okay. Wait. No?
And fuck Vince's Twitter. I'm just saying.
What happened?
Don't go to... All
right, that's enough, Spike. Thank you. I'm sorry. What were you going to say, Al?
I have no idea. I'm trying to like, clean stuff up right now. Sorry. I'm, like, in the middle of cleaning stuff.
No, it's okay. Don't worry about it.
Yeah.
Do what you got to do. Cleaning stuff. Is that a metaphor for something? Is that a euphemism?
No. I just moved. So I have a bunch
there?
Of stuff.
What's going on?
Stop it! Shut up! I'm gonna hurt you. No, I have to move a bunch of stuff. Yeah, sorry.
No stuff.
So yeah.
Mhm.
Yep.
Okay.
Can't remember what else. What were we talking about?
Stuff.
Okay.
Yeah.
Is this show still on? It's still on.
Yeah. Yeah. No. Oh, it's over. It's over. It's just you and me.
We're done.
Yeah.
Wait. Green room or?
Yeah, we're in the green room. Right.
Oh,
yeah.
Cool. So hi.
Hey.
Hi. Oh, so thanks for having me. By the way.
Yeah, it was awesome. Had a great time.
Super fun.
Yeah.
I was actually really nervous. That's why I was like not making any sense and like making weird noises here.
Yeah.
I'll trade you.
So I have to ask you, can you tell I'm gay when I'm on the air?
Can I what?
Can you tell that I'm gay when I'm on the radio?
Absolutely not.
Okay, good. Yeah.
Are you really?
Yeah, but don't tell anybody. This is just green room talk.
Damn, disappointed.
Yeah, sorry, I don't even like women. Yeah.
Yeah, it's okay.
But no, you're cool. You sound really cool. Like, if I did like women, I would totally bone the fuck out of you. I mean, don't get me wrong. You sound hot.
You sound hot,
you know, but...
Thanks. I appreciate that.
I can definitely appreciate tits and ass and all that stuff. I get it. I'm a guy. It's not like I haven't done it. But, come on. I'm Vince in the Bay. Everybody is kind of...
I totally have no...
Yeah.
I did
Pretty
not
obvious.
Even pick up I on mean, it. I did not pick up on it.
Really? That's weird. Yeah. Most people, the gaydar goes off like right away.
Nope, not for me.
Huh. That's weird.
Mine's broken.
Like one of the few.
Yeah. Mine's broken, so I never
well,
pick up
you
on
notice,
that.
You notice how there's most, I mean, there's women that call in, but, you know, fag hags.
Mm-hmm.
But you notice how there's mostly men that call in.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, that's not
okay.
A coincidence, okay? And the women that call in are essentially transsexuals. They're in, you know, like ass hurt, meeps, Elliot, all those people. I mean, her name's Elliot for a reason. That's like her real name until she gets...
Oh, I didn't know that. I thought it was just this. Oh, wow.
No,
all the world makes sense to me now. Okay.
She's in transition. That's why she sounds so pissed off. She's like not fully there yet.
Oh, gosh. I'm sorry. Hold on one second.
Yeah, no problem. No problem.
Sorry.
Yeah.
No, I literally like just moved. So there's like stuff all over the place and it was just a really weird thing. So I'm trying to get all my stuff organized. But yeah, I did not know that. Well, what about Meeps? You mentioned Meeps, though. She's not. Is she?
Is she what?
You said that a lot of trans people call in, and you mentioned...
Yeah, you don't know all the females in Wrestle League, they're all transsexual.
Dude, are you telling that I'm trans? Am I hearing that right?
No way, yeah. Dude.
Did you just do that? Did you really just do that, man?
Wait, I'm confused. Are you trolling?
Well, you know what? That's Elliot. She's in the green room with us now.
Oh, okay. No, it's cool. I'm not going to, like, you know, I'm not going to, like... Scream it all over Twitter or anything. But no,
yeah,
wait, dude,
no.
That's cool. No, dude, that's really cool.
Yeah. But,
am I a chick with
the
dick
babe,
now? Is that just went down?
What?
What?
Am I a chick with a dick now? Did that just go down?
Yeah, totally.
Yep.
Well, I'm okay with that. I'll take that.
Vince, are you trolling me?
I don't know. Do you think I'm trolling you?
What?
Spyko, you're on.
Oh, hey, I'm back on the air. Hold on. Let me mute Diane's chat. Hey, what's going
on?
Wait
a second. We're not in the green room, are we?
No, I'm back on, like, the legit air.
We just slid back in.
He fooled you. He is terrible.
Come again.
All right. This show is not ending that bad.
Yeah, you know what? To be honest, Owl, we were never in the green room.
No. But you sounded really comfortable, and I liked it. And it was cute. You did. You sounded really comfortable.
that was mean.
No, but you sounded comfortable and cute.
No,
cool.
You sounded great. You were awesome. I was being creepy.
You went from nervous to like, really cool. I had a good time too. Like, pepped up and shit. It was cool.
Oh, you guys are jerks.
No, I didn't do it. It wasn't. It's not fucking Vince and Spike going the bay.
Vince,
shit.
You're a jerk.
But you know, it was my idea. I'll take some of the blame.
That's not cool, yo. Aw.
There, Vince. That earns me a point.
Really so bad. I was trying to be malicious. I was just ad-libbing. I don't know. I was having fun.
Aw.
Ad-libbing maliciously.
Wait. Are you disappointed that I'm not gay?
Wait, what?
Wait, you're not? Okay, hold on.
Wait, you're not gay?
Wait a minute, girl.
What's the truth
this
now?
Is not acceptable.
Spyko, you're not supposed to say anything.
Listen, okay, girl. When I made Vince
really
the gay, it was a tribute account to you. All right.
Astrid and Spyko get all catty. I just can't. Take
it. I'm really confused.
So am I. I was confused at first, but finally I just embraced it.
You know what? I want to make Vince an A. And I want to make so many different sock accounts just based off of Ben being gay with me. Okay. It'll be fabulous. Glitter.
We can't be best friends anymore.
Glitter.
I hate you.
Beautiful. Oh, my God.
What?
Ben, we're not best friends anymore.
Why not? Wait, we went from being, like, best friends to being not friends anymore.
You not like gay?
Well,
what?
That was the quickest friendship I've ever had.
Oh, it's killing. Not cool.
What? That wasn't that bad.
It was for the trick or for being gay and then not being gay.
He tricked me. I don't know what to do anymore.
All right, there are some transsexuals in Wrestle League. He is not gay, I don't think. Maybe, I don't know, to be honest.
I don't know anymore. You're
but
offensive.
You were not in the green room necessarily. I'm sorry.
Per se. You were not in the green room per se.
Per se.
What?
That's not nice.
If it
what? Do you really want to go in the green room and we can straighten things out? Are you really mad? Are you upset?
I'm not mad. No, I'm not mad.
It's more disappointed, I think.
You're disappointed. What are you disappointed in? What did you want to be true that wasn't true?
Well, she thought she could trust you, man. She thought she can come in here, be the co-host. And basically, you can guide her with your hands, literally, your voice. And you know what? You misguided her.
Yeah, you tell him, Spyko.
Exactly.
Dude, Vince.
I should buffer for Vince in the Bay for his terrible mistakes.
I did not. If I had known this would upset you like this, I wouldn't have done it.
You really wouldn't have. You would not have, I swear.
No.
It's okay. I can vouch for him. He's a good man.
Show. You haven't listened to my show. That's kind of one of my shticks, is I do that kind of shit like every night pretty much. When
I didn't know that.
Hey, Hey, if you want me to, Allie, I will sock. I'll sock anybody you want for like a good 10 minutes straight. All right, anything, a message even, all right? Anything you want.
No, it's okay.
It'll be beautiful.
How can I make this better? How can I make this better?
I don't know.
I love you, love you, love you, love you, love you, love you, love you. I want you. I need you.
What?
Yeah.
Nothing.
I don't...
You gotta add a bit of random in there. Fuck.
Okay.
Vince,
hold on. Hold on.
Vince is fucking shit up,
so. Hold on.
Okay, I'm holding on.
Hold on. I had a feeling something was going on when you said, oh, yeah, everyone's a tranny, and then Meeps. And I'm like, hold on, no, because Meeps is a fine lady. And then Spyco comes in, and I'm like, oh, no, I just got trolled, yo.
Yeah, like, we chill together, me and her, and Russell, and I'm definitely very beardy.
I'm like, definitely 100% fine lady, so there's no way. But I'm not saying no one else is not fine, but I'm just saying.
Now, Meeps, you know what? She is a fine lady. I would grab that cock with respect, with honor, with privilege. And I would jerk in as I fucked her. I'm just saying. She's beautiful, and I'm sober when I'm saying it. And I'm not gay.
Vince, I'm upset with you.
What?
Vince.
Really?
He's gone. Oh, okay. Shit,
no,
I you left your own show.
Go ahead.
No, it's okay.
What can I do to make it better?
No.
I hate when a guy says that to me, like, you're kind of at the end of the relationship and, like, honeymoon period is, like, past its peak.
Wait, are
we at the end of our relationship now?
To bring
and
in the reality
the guy
of
life.
That's it. Oh,
what
cool.
What can
so
I do
I,
to make
huh?
this better?
Back to life, back to reality.
No,
Elliot
no, no.
is telling
is...
the truth.
Okay, that's enough from Spike.
Man, and I thought I was... I'm confused.
You thought what?
Nothing.
No, tell me what you thought.
No, I'm confused. But okay, so you fixed me?
I fixed you.
Okay, you tricked me.
I tricked
She's
you.
She's asking if you tricked her.
I guess, yes, in a way. I do it to everybody, though. It's not a personal thing.
Okay, I thought it was a personal thing, because some people are like, Al's annoying, go away. And I'm like, okay.
No, I'm not trying to pick on you. It's not personal. It's just that's what I do.
It's okay.
If you listen to my show, you'll hear like pretty much every show I get bombarded by.
No. It's cool.
I did not mean to upset you.
No, it's okay. No, it's cool. Okay,
you're still mad. You're mad. It's okay. You can,
No, I don't get mad. That's the thing. I don't get mad.
I can tell you're mad though.
No, I don't. Mad.
I didn't mean to upset you. That was the last thing I wanted to do was upset you.
No, it's okay.
Shit.
It just threw me off.
No. See now, this is what I heard is if the girl says no, it's okay. That means. Yeah.
Surprise rape.
If it's okay, if a woman says it's okay, that means no, it's not okay.
But I'm an owl.
Still means
that's right. True. That's true. But maybe females just in general. It doesn't matter what species.
No, it's just no.
Spyco might know. What's up, Spyco?
Hey, man. You know what? For real, though. Wait, what did you say before that? For real. Not the prank, but what did you just say?
About what?
Because I was saying to myself, woo-hoo. I was hooing. All right. And I didn't hear exactly. But what question did you have for me, Vince? About what you were just talking about.
A seashell. Ooh.
A seashell. Oh, my God. Where'd you find it? What color?
You can paint it. Shut up.
Is it shiny?
No. It's small, though. It's really small.
Why are you telling me to shut up for, man?
I'm making Valentine's Day presents.
Aww. For who, you have a special somebody?
No. Maybe.
No.
No. Maybe.
For yourself?
What?
Is it for yourself?
Yeah, forever alone.
Aww, that's great. You found somebody.
Yeah, me.
Yourself.
No, it's for my cat.
Aww. Everybody has a damn cat. On Tiny Chat, on Rust League, on
Fucking
in the Bay. No, but
yeah,
I don't
Elliot.
Have a cat.
Elliot.
I don't.
Yeah, you do.
You know what? I am strictly anti-bacon, anti-kitten, anti-Star Trek.
How about puppies?
I love puppies. I love puppies.
Okay, well, I love puppies too. How about Star Wars?
Oh,
Star Wars is all right, but I like Star Trek Next Generation better.
The best of all.
Twilight Zone and get the fuck out.
Don't ever mention it to me again. I will hurt you.
Really?
That's a big no-no.
Sorry. I feel a little sexually. My bad.
No.
Damn it. I'm fighting it. Damn. All right. I got to get it out of my head. I will not say it. I promise. But, dude, Vince was really sorry after it. Like, the instant he did it, I could tell in his voice, dude.
Wait, what? What are we talking about?
When he did that shit, he's sorry.
Oh, no, it's okay. I just didn't know if it was, like, just...
No, it wasn't malicious.
No. It's okay. I didn't know at first. I was like, oh, no, that's mean. But then I'm like, oh, it's okay.
You didn't say anything bad. I didn't expect you to say anything.
It was cute. It was
silly
cute.
Or anything. You came across as you know...
Happy.
Good.
Joyful. Yeah.
I, on the other hand, was kind of a sleazeball.
Yeah, he was. He sounded like he's trying to get at it, to be honest. And you're like ignoring him,
but
just still being
nice,
we did
this good. You notice how it's okay for me to say, like, I'd fuck the shit out of you, but if I preface it as if I'm gay, look, no, I don't swing that way, darling, but let me tell you, if I did, I would probably bend you over. Slip down your G-string, spread
you
your ass cheeks, and slide my cock deep inside your snatch.
You gotta use gay voice.
And you know what? If me and Vince were gay, you know, we would take you, and we would mush our dicks together and press them inside your vagina at the same time. Both of them. But we're gay, so, you know.
Oh, gosh.
No, it's not. It's not bad because we're both gay. We wouldn't do that.
No, see, that's the thing, though, is I believed him because I've heard stuff like that from, like, gay friends before.
No, tell us the story. Yeah, tell us the story.
What?
You said you heard it from friends before. Tell me a story
gay friends, like, no, like, because I remember I had a crush on this one guy, and he's like, I'm sorry, don't roll that way. I'm like, oh, I'm so sorry. He's like, no, it's okay. But if I weren't gay, you know, I was like, oh, okay, bye.
Oh, man. Oh, shit. You got stories for days. I know it. I love them.
No, I have weird
great
stories for days. I feel embarrassed, though. Is anyone even listening anymore? Or what's going on?
You know, I'm listening.
Oh,
Vince is listening. Elliot's listening.
A little bit longer.
And you know what? When people download this, hundreds, thousands are going to be listening to your voice.
Yeah, what's up?
Are we on air?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, we're totally on air.
Okay,
this is what's up. Blog Talk Radio, the first 2 hours are live over the internet, and then the last hour is just what we call overtime. The show keeps going for another extra bonus hour, but it's not broadcast live. So the only way people can hear it is if they call in before it goes off the air. And so right now there's five callers plus me that are still here.
Okay.
And so we can shut it off at any time, but eventually it'll just run out of time. It gives us an extra bonus of 1 hour. So technically this turns into like a 3-hour podcast.
Oh, okay.
But it's recorded live, and we can take phone calls, which is cool. The audio quality sucks ass, but it's nice to be able to have a call-in feature.
So wait, how did you get into this whole, like, how did you start, like, what made you think, like, oh, I want to start a
Well, I used to do college radio when I was in college. I did college radio, and I used to love doing that. And I always wanted to get into radio, and just never. I ended up going to film school and doing film and video production work instead. But I've always, you know, in the back of my head, had, you know, liked radio, and I, you know, the internet came around, and I was on Twitter, and somebody tweeted me their Blog Talk Radio show, and I listened to it, and I was like, what the fuck's this Blog Talk Radio? I can do this shit. What the hell? Sign me up. And back then, it was free. Blog Talk Radio was free. You could do, like, three-hour shows free every night. You could get multiple accounts, Sox, Spico, you'd go nuts. Like, you know, I had, like, oh, my God, I had, like, 10 accounts. You know, if I wanted to, I could do 24-hour events in the Bay on BTR back in the day if I wanted to.
That's so cool.
But it was no holds barred. And then I guess they're like, okay, we got to find some way to monetize this shit now. So everybody became subscribers. But anyways, I used to be a radio enthusiast, and when I found Blog Talk Radio, I kind of fell in love with it again. It was just kind of, it's just like a hobby, you know?
I always, like, wanted to, like, do that. Like, me and my mom, we listen to K-Rock and stuff. I'm like, I don't want to do that, but I don't think I have the voice. I don't have the voice for it, and I don't know.
Dude, you know what? To be honest, I know people in radio, and I've listened to people in my local radio. It doesn't take much to make it. Like, it's less about your talent and more about your spunk, charisma, and you know, whose ass you kick.
Dude, Vince, have you ever been to KDVS, the studio?
K what?
KDVS. It's in Davis.
TBS.
KDVS. It's the studio underneath Davis at UC Davis. It's a radio studio.
I think my friend actually, worked for them. My friend Lindsay Huber. She actually worked for them.
Dude, Vince, you need to go visit KDVS. It'll blow your fucking mind.
I did college radio at KSJS.
They have the largest record collection of some sort on the West Coast, like actual record collection. And it is intense.
That's really cool.
And it's very colorful. It's very beautiful. You would like it.
Isn't that the radio station that Lyrics Born and all those guys started off at?
I have no idea. I just know it's like underneath one of the buildings at UC Davis, like in a basement. They broadcast from a basement. It's very bizarre.
Is there anything else I need to pick up?
Get some soy milk.
Not you. No, soy milk is gross. It's all about the lactose-free, yo.
Wow, yeah, that would be amazing. Lactose-free milk. Mm.
Tastes
you know,
the
it's
same.
Up. You know, it's up.
Tastes the same.
Paula. No, I have no idea. I stay away from milk, girl.
Dude, this is fun. I like this. This is fun.
Right, learning about each other, talking about things.
It's like a tiny chat, but for the phone, it's like a group call.
It's basically, you know, it goes. It's essentially a conference call for retards on the internet.
No, dude, it's a conference call for fucking two hormonal guys right now, and two girls that are not interested. Damn it.
Hey, don't assume.
But you know what? I'm not going to lie to you because I give it to you straight every time. Bada bing.
What?
I'm going to give it to you straight every time. I don't mean that as a pun, no, this time. But I'm not going to lie to you like other people will on here. All right, man. Two hormonal guys and fucking two girls that are not interested. Just saying. I know it's up. Shit. Fuck it. Welcome to Vince in the Bay. You won't be turned on. Maybe by a sexy voice, but when he takes you into that private room and lies, ooh.
Vince talks a really nice voice.
He dropped off. He's like, he's punking my ass. He was being my fucking, you know, my shoulder man for a minute, and now he's punking my ass. Shit. He said he's jerking off because he is bisexual, and he's digging this conversation.
Shit.
It's cool, Vince. If you got to jerk it to the three of us, the two girls and me, whatever. Whatever, you know, keeps you going, because I don't know what keeps you going with fucking people tearing you apart every day.
Okay, I totally lost him.
Yeah, me too.
No,
I gotta go. I gotta go shake the weasel. Give me a second. I gotta go shake the weasel. I'll be right back.
If he has to release himself, is what I was saying, to get all these rustles that are happening every day. This chaotic, basically. I don't know what he said, but essentially, it's Jimmy. He's either peeing or jerking off. I don't know. One or the other. He's going
probably
to the bathroom
both.
Right now on a fucking radio show.
He's probably doing both.
In his fucking hippie gear, his long fucking robe. We know he's in one right now. Fucking Vince in the Bay. And he's either on the bed, ready to go jerk, and just with the radio cranked. Or he's going
to take a visual.
Yeah, you know what? Anytime. Because you get visuals too. You're a painter, excellent painter. Those shoes are fucking amazing. For real.
What?
Allie? Is this Allie?
What? Yeah.
Your shoes are amazing. You give amazing visuals too, not sexual, like Vince. And I was trying to bring it away from that, but then you're like, what? But, yeah, you have amazing shoes. Tom, keep it legit. You're gangster.
I'm kind of giving up on it. I seriously don't make any money before I can afford to get some, please. Okay, no. Listen, I'll do them.
No,
for
I gotta
you,
get
but...
a. I gotta get
no.
a pair before. You, stop.
I'll do some for you. No, I'll do some for you. Don't worry,
Don. Keep on download. All right, thanks. Download.
But no, dude, like I'm fully. I'm not making any money off of it, and it's a huge process.
Yeah.
And then when I tell people are like, oh, what do you do? I'm like, oh, I paint shoes. And they like look at me like, are you retarded?
What?
And I'm like,
what the fuck are you thinking, ma'am? You need to grow up.
Yeah, they're
like that.
You do
like
what? But then I show them, they're like, oh, that's so hard. I want to do that. I'm like, but you just fucking shit a second ago.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
So, I kind of don't like getting ridiculed about that kind of stuff, but whatevs.
Whatever, shit. You know what? Fucking your Mario shoes, everything. They're fucking cool as shit, dude.
Thanks,
bro.
Dude,
I was like,
such a pain in the ass. Oh my god, they're
where'd
like,
you get
no,
those?
Dude, I had to make it look like it was freaking 8-bit.
It looked fucking 8-bit, dude. Except like, it looked like the shit was glossing through. I don't know if it was just the cam, the lighting, or what. But like, I don't know how you did it. Especially on Tom's.
Thanks. Hey, I'm gonna put those pictures on Twitter right now.
Cool, man. Fuck yeah.
Which pictures?
Wednesday.
How was it, Vince? How was it?
It was great. Thanks for asking. Everything came out okay.
Spread Eagle, bed. You had a nice coat on. Is it soft? I'm calling him out. Only because it's sexy. I mean, come on. Is Elliot still here? I'm curious. Is this so?
No, she hung up just a little while ago.
Okay. All right. Well, all right.
Hey.
Makes
sense. Bye.
Sorry. You're getting quieter and quieter. It's so hard to talk to you when you get quieter and quieter. Go on.
I'm posting the pictures right now if you want to go check it out.
All right, I'll go do it. Is that like get off the fucking line, Spyco, so I can have some private time with Vince? Is that what you're saying, girl?
Wait, what? No, I'm posting pictures that you asked me to. I'm really confused now.
You're like, I'm doing it now. Go look. Okay. Allie. Fucking, all right. Oh, God. Not fucking, y'all. My bad.
Oh, God. Oh, God.
I misspelled it, and I went fucking. Yeah.
Oh, God.
Bye. Oh, dude, hell yeah. Fuck yeah, 8-bit all day. Oh, dude. What? Dun, 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 hell yeah.
Vince, are you still there?
It doesn't matter. It doesn't fucking matter.
Yeah.
You want to go to sleep right now? You want to let him listen to our voices go, like, you know, harmonize his masturbation, whatever? I don't give a fuck. Jesus Christ, what's your Twitter, it. Man? I can't find your Twitter.
Okay, unfollow me? Michael, shut up for like 2 seconds, I swear to God.
Unfollow me. I can't believe this.
I thought I was following you.
Okay, I'll follow you
right now.
Okay, he's muted.
Bye.
I muted him.
Okay. Okay, Spyco.
Following.
Son of a bitch. He's what the fuck? At Spyco. Okay. Hello?
Hey.
Hello? Hi.
Hey, what's up?
Not much.
So, you were trying to say something, but Spyco was talking over you.
I really don't remember what I was trying to say. I don't remember.
It's not important.
I don't remember.
What's important is that we're here now, and Spyco is not.
Yeah, okay.
I hope you had fun on the show, and I hope you didn't take anything personally. You really shouldn't take anything personally on the show.
No, I did. I had a lot of fun. I've never really been on a talk show or anything before, so it was actually pretty cool. I had fun being a co-host. It was fun. I liked it.
Yeah, the show, it barely can pass as a radio show.
It's like
a hangout show. It's basically like, to me, it's almost like not social engineering, well, it can be that too, but it's like social media on a different platform, you know, instead of typing into Twitter, you're calling into a conference call, I think it's really fun
in that, like, you let so much go on, because, I mean, like, yeah, there's some people who abuse, you know, being heard and whatnot, but for the most part, it's pretty cool, and everyone's pretty chill about it.
Yeah, yeah, and you know what? I think I look at it this way. My show has always attracted a troll element. You know, I just call it. They're just. I mean, let's face it. Trolls are just basically pranksters, right?
Mm-hmm.
And they're prank. And that's what it's all about. Prank calling is like one of the original forms of trolling.
Mm-hmm.
And this is what it is basically to me. It's just prank calls, improv comedy.
Mm-hmm.
I love it. I eat it up. And nobody should take anything that happens on here serious or personal whatsoever. And it's not my responsibility to force feed he and she, whose names we shall not say, what I'm being satirical about or not.
Mm-hmm.
I forgot where this is going to go with that, but whatever. You get my drift.
What?
No, I guess what I meant was, like, I hope I didn't offend you at all, and I hope you had fun, and I hope you'll come back.
What was the last part?
I said I hope you'll come back. Are you on speakerphone now? What the hell's going on? It sounds like you're talking to a tin can.
Oh, no, I don't know what's going on right now. You're kind of, like, going in and out. It's okay. It just kind of threw me off earlier. I thought I was in the green room.
No.
Yeah. Well, next time.
Oh, wait, no. Actually, what? We went in the green room for a little while, but I told you we were.
Yeah, but no, I'm talking about the other time.
Yeah,
it just threw me off a little bit. I'll expect that. I'll expect that next time. It's okay.
Okay. And next time I won't do it.
It's okay.
Okay, I want to bring Spyco back. Go ahead, Spyco.
What's up? What's up?
Spyco.
I liked how when she was explaining it, you fucking interrupted right when you muted me. Right when she was going to explain it again. Go ahead, Spyco. Girl.
Okay. I mentioned you so you could find my account.
Yeah, I found it. You are not okay. Following me. I'm not
yes,
following you, though. I'm not following you, though, either. Like, something happened.
I'm following you. It says I'm following you.
Wait, which account?
I don't know anymore.
You don't know anymore. Nobody does. God damn it. Why?
You have, like, 20 accounts. I can't keep track of all of them.
There's more than that, but I don't blast.
Are you Geico, Spyco, Trico?
Some of them
are
shared. Some of them are shared. SPYC is zero, though. I think you sent it as an O, not a zero.
No, I tapped in a zero. I tapped in the zero. It's a locked
right.
account.
Following, let's
I'm following
see.
You.
Right. Should we black? No, it's not. You just lied to me straight
no,
up.
No, I can. I'll show you a screenshot later. But yeah, those are my pictures.
Is it like an owl? Who let the dogs out? Who?
Yes, owl.
Okay. Following 16, right? Yeah. Okay. SP1, 0 of 0 found on Control F. Girl, you are straight up lying to the international audience. I cannot believe you. Oh, bro.
No way.
That is fucked. Hey, you know, I'll follow you, all right? And then you can figure it out.
Okay.
All right. Shit, you fucking...
Dude, I swear to God, you tripped me out, dude.
You tripped me out. I think you do some
trippy
things.
What did I do? I don't do anything. You're the one...
I think you do some trippy things, and...
I swear to God, Spyco, the first time I saw you, I was like, oh my God, where did they get this meth head from? And then I was like, oh, that's just, okay, that's how he is. He's cool.
Wait, what'd you say, where did they get this what from?
This meth head.
Oh, meth head, okay.
I thought you
meth
were, like, crackhead. No, because you were, like, writing names all over you. I was like, oh my God, he's possessed.
Hey,
you?
For my homies, yeah, I'll put it, you
no.
know, like.
No, I just, no, it was just that I had met you, and I was like, oh my God.
I put Allie on my chest, too, didn't I?
Yeah, I know. And then I felt special. I was like, oh, he's so good.
Yeah, I know, right? It was colorful, rainbow markers and shit. Yeah.
Okay, I have a question.
Okay.
Okay, and this is for Vince, too. I'm not mean or anything, right? Like, I'm not bitchy or anything, right?
It slips in a little bit, but not really. It's normal.
Really?
It's normalized. It's not like, okay, this is a bit. It's like, okay, this is how you keep, you know, shit running. This is how normalizing things and keeping things...
Not, I don't understand anything you're saying.
Keeping things smooth, flowing, and running whenever somebody like me starts to derail it. See, you got to put that little bit of bitch in there. You know what I'm saying? Yeah.
Okay, see you.
Yeah.
Okay.
Sorry.
Vince?
I don't think you're a bitch at all, or bitchy
yeah.
at all. What I think is you're, if anything, I think you're a little oversensitive.
Yeah, I have a problem with that. Yeah, I try not to be. Okay, I was just wondering.
I didn't even
but that's
get
okay.
It.
That's
mentioned.
Okay. That means you have feelings. That's a good. That could be a good thing.
Yeah.
You're probably very passionate and
oh yes.
Very easily stimulated.
Easily what?
Easily stimulated.
Mm-hmm.
Oh yes.
Yeah. Honestly don't even know if this is Allie. I know there's two girls in the beginning. This could be Allie or the other girl. I don't know. I'm sorry.
It's okay,
Spyco. But I believe it's Allie.
I don't know what he's talking about anymore.
I believe you're Allie, yeah. Because girls kept cutting off. Alright, yeah.
Yes, I'm Allie.
Mm-hmm. I don't see that mention, though. So fuck you. Bitch, are you trolling me, girl?
Silly.
Are you
silly.
Fucking you trolling me? You said I mentioned
no,
you.
No, I'm not trolling you, no. I don't troll
I mentioned
I do,
you.
But not, lots of nice people. I don't kill nice people.
Am I nice? Nice.
Yeah, you're
well
nice.
Done.
You're
accomplishment
nice.
For the night.
No, you're nice.
Yeah.
Vince on the other hand. No, I'm just kidding. I'm just kidding.
Oh, okay. Yeah, there it is. Let's see.
Just kidding. No, he's cool. He's cool. Vince,
that's
you're cool.
Weird.
Vince.
Yeah.
Why are you so quiet?
I'm just listening to you, darling.
Kind of. He went strong with that one.
Vince.
Yes.
Are we still best friends?
Absolutely.
Damn, that's a sexy voice, Vince.
Dude, he does, doesn't he? He has one.
Can you say, let's get it on? Let's get it on. Come on, do that song.
Say it, Vince. Say it.
Please.
Let's get it on.
No, in the...
He wasn't
yeah,
even
yeah,
trying,
see.
And it sounded good.
You can't do it.
What?
Let's get it on. Like, come on. You gotta put some soul into that shit. I can't do it. Anymore.
Let's get it on.
No, you're doing it. Country.
No, no,
mother.
No. Wait.
She's
Spectre.
Right up
Vince,
on you, dog.
No. Spectre. Okay, Vince. It's me. Say it to me.
All right. You know what? I'm just going to have to break it down. I was talking about this earlier. what was it? Like a year ago? 2 years ago? The Summer of Lulz? Feels like it was yesterday. Oh, yeah.
Oh, my God.
Oh, God.
Over the horizon.
Listen.
Say it.
Lulz. Exciting and new. Come aboard. We're expecting you. And Lulz. Life's sweetest reward. Let it flow. It flows back to you. Lulz boat.
It's so shocking and new. It's the Lulz boat.
Promise is laughing for everyone. And Lulz.
Damn him.
Won't hurt anymore.
He's totally ignoring me now.
It's an open smile.
Sir, there's a lady in your presence.
On a friendly shore. It's Lulz.
My God, nigga. Come on.
Welcome aboard, it's Lulz.
You already went me, dog.
Oh,
my
gosh.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, no.
Oh, my goodness.
I love that tune.
Never seen that.
No, yeah, that, you know, we were talking about that earlier. Just kind of breathed.
Dude, he's got a nice laugh, too. No, dude, Vince, say it.
No.
Say it.
No.
What?
It's terrible.
Say what?
Vince.
What?
To see.
Say what?
Say you know what
you said.
No.
What do you want me to say?
This is weird.
Hey, let's get it on. Say it.
I'm flirting to Tiny Chat, but not actually focusing completely on Tiny Chat while actually talking to other people. I'm sorry, Nick Nack.
Let's get it on.
No, it's weird.
Good, say it, Vince.
Let's get it on.
Oh, my goodness. Oh, my goodness.
Let's get it on, baby.
Oh, my God.
Oh, there's, you know, you don't even know. There's plenty more where that came from.
Oh, goodness.
Dude, Vince, imagine if he was a fucking pimp, you know what I'm saying? But he had a little bit of that, you know, like that dominant shit, like, bend over, let me see it, but like, fly away.
Oh, yeah.
Shit, popping for pimp, you know what I'm saying? Shit. Like,
Owl,
he was just like.
Owl, have you ever heard about Zuzana?
No.
Who?
Cancel what? Zuzana. All right. hey, Owl, it was good talking to you, man. But I don't want to leave, but, like, you know. Like, I want to tiny chat and shit. If you want to tiny chat with us, you can come.
I can't. I don't have a computer right now.
Fucking, you don't have a computer right now. You need to get a damn computer. You're adorable.
I know.
But for real, I'm going to talk to my other friends because I've been neglecting them, basically flirting at them to y'all. So it's like weird. They've been hearing me say one side of the conversation.
Okay.
Yeah.
It was fun talking to you, Psycho.
It was fun talking to you as well. All right. Now we're all business. Fuck off, mate. At first, it was, oh, yeah. And then I was like, oh, thank you, Psycho. It's fun talking with you. Handshake. Goodbye. All right. All business cut and fucking dry. All right. Good fucking bye.
Okay.
Vince, you keep that voice. You keep that voice, you know, in peak condition. For real. Keep it for life, dog. I'm telling you. All right. Because I'm going to meet you one day. And we're going to use those vocal cords. You know what I mean? All right. I love you.
Unfortunately, I think I do know what you mean.
Yeah, you do. All right. There's going to be vibrations everywhere. All right. Goodbye. I love you.
Great. Thanks for putting that thought in my hair.
Bye.
I love you. Also, Muscle League and 40 Ounces and Holla. Holla at your boy.
Holla.
Shit. Bye. Cut me off, please.
There goes Spyco, everybody. Oh my goodness. Okay, we gotta end the show anyways. So before we end it, Owl, is there anything else you wanted to? It's just me and you now. And well, I has Candy is listening too.
Oh, cool.
It's me, you, I has Candy, and I has Candy. Is there anything you wanted to talk about before we go bye bye?
I don't know. Ask some questions, dude.
Ask you some questions?
Yeah.
How old are you?
Guess.
28.
Ew, no.
Older or younger?
Younger, dude.
Oh, shit. 24.
Pause. How old are you?
39.
No, you're not.
What do you think? I'm older or younger?
Younger.
No, I'm 39.
No, you're not.
Yep. Sorry.
Really?
Yep.
No, you're not.
I'm an old geezer.
No, you're not. Really? Come on. How old?
I'm an older guy. How old? I just told you I'm 39. I'm an old fag.
39?
Mm-hmm. 39.
You don't sound it.
Oh. Well, I don't look it either. I look young for my age, too. But when I act young for my age.
You do.
So maybe I am younger. But my birth certificate says that I'm, yeah.
Okay, guess mine.
I said 25.
No.
26.
No.
27.
No, you're getting colder.
23?
No.
24?
No.
22?
No.
21?
Nope.
20?
Yep.
You're 20.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, Lord have mercy. You sound you sound a lot older.
Really? Do I?
Yeah. Well, I'm...
Is that a good thing?
No, I think maturity-wise, the way you carry yourself.
Yay. Good to hear.
I mean, it makes sense that you would be goofy at that. But, I mean, people are goofy at every age. It doesn't matter. You just...
Mm-hmm.
I think I pictured you as, like, a mid-20s. But, damn, you're just barely 20.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I am almost twice as old as you.
Yeah, that's crazy.
Shit, yeah.
Cool.
So what do you do? Are you in school right now in SoCal, or what's your deal?
Yeah, kind of. I'm trying to get stuff figured out. Like, it's been rough the past few days because I'm, like, moving right now. So it wasn't really my choice either, but, you know, it's a huge thing. But kind of going to school, trying to figure out, like, work and stuff. It's hard to get a job right now, so
yeah.
I'm, like, freelancing right now. Like, I'm painting and doing photography, and you know how artists, they don't make any money nowadays, so it's kind of, you know.
Nobody makes money anymore. Even people that aren't artists aren't making money nowadays. People are getting laid off. Small businesses are dying. Artists are struggling. Everybody's struggling. It's just,
yeah.
It's cascaded. It hits everybody.
Yeah. Well, especially when you're 20 and nobody knows who you are. You're not related to anyone famous.
But
so
you know what,
like,
though?
No,
you know what? You, above everything else, you have your youth. Rejoice in thy youth.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, just from talking to you, you already seem like a pretty, you know, you sound more intelligent and just more or less, I don't know, book smart-wise, but just sort of street-wise. You know, people say, like, oh, some people are book smart, some people are street smart.
Mm-hmm.
You certainly have the street smart sense going on. Like, it's obvious that you're intelligent and, you know, you have an angle or whatever, but.
Thanks.
I think when I was 20, I was just still like, oh, whoa, Pink Floyd, sweet.
Funny. Yeah, I don't know. But I think since like May of last year, I kind of had to grow up a little bit faster than I was anticipating. So, but, yeah,
you think
cool.
That life has a way of expediting the process for some people.
Yeah, definitely.
And it slows it down for others.
Mm-hmm.
It's weird how that works that way.
Yeah.
Like I told you, I has candy is, like I said, it's just you, me, and I has candy right now. So mm-hmm. I has candy's been tweeting me. He says, "For being gay, you sure sound like you're flirting with Al." I'm not flirting with you. Does it seem like I'm flirting with you?
We're having conversation.
Yeah, we're just talking.
You know what? I swear to God, every time I talk to somebody, they're like, "Oh, so flirty." I'm like, "I'm just having conversation, yo."
Ooh, he hung up. Maybe he didn't like that we called him out. Oh, well, it doesn't matter. Block Talk's going to cut us off any minute now. Like, literally, like, in the next minute, it's going to cut us off.
Oh, but I'm having fun.
I know, I'm having fun, too. Is this number you called me in on, is that a good number to reach you?
Mm-hmm.
Do I have your consent to use it to contact you, potentially?
Of course.
All right, and maybe I'll text you.
Okay.
But, hey... Yeah, no, that it's been cool talking to you, and maybe we'll continue it again. And you're always welcome back on the show, for sure.
Thanks a bunch. Yeah, it was a lot of fun. I really appreciate you having me on.
Yeah, you champed it out all the way to the end. You were the first caller and the last caller. You made it all the way to the end. That's brilliant.
I'm an athlete, yo. All the way. Got to finish through.
Marathon runner. All right.
Fun.
Thanks a lot, Al. I'll talk to you soon.
Well, thanks for having me on. Thanks.
Oh, yeah. Good night.
Bye.